traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I got caught, you know, like doing the business.
Jerking off?
Yeah.
To
gay porn.
Okay. Sometimes you just spill it out. No, yeah. Until we're on this side of the table.
I was like 12.
Like, your mom's name is Robin, right?
Robin.
Is your dad's name Batman?
It could be. It could be. And it's a great question.
Oh, is that how we're doing it? That's the end for episode 200. Wow. Holy shit. Episode 200 of Impulsive.
Oh!
Wow.
Oh, give me my... I need one.
I put one to your right. Just a simple eyesight would help you with that.
I can't see.
Guys, we really did it. We made it to episode 200. When we started this podcast, I did not expect us to finally get here. It's a lot... It's a lot of talking. We're always surprised when you want to listen to us talk for that long. If you aren't subscribed, make sure you do that. We're on a roll, and we love you. We're not live like we did for episode 100. We have no live musical performance, but we do have a very special guest. Before we bring him on, there's some stuff happening, dude. Everyone's giving away free Bitcoin on Twitter. You hear?
You know,
get rich quick.
The mainstream media is out here saying that this world is such an evil and dark place, yeah. and you know, Hollywood is all acting together as the elite, and they're all bad. But look at how celebs and entrepreneurs and billionaires have banded together
generosity.
To give twice the initial investment of each user back to the user.
I made $1 million today.
Already.
Yeah.
It's in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So what we're talking about here is among many celebrities, including, you know, Kanye West, Barack Obama, Mr. Beast, what's up, Kim Kardashian?
Barrick.
They all got Elon Musk. They all got hacked. First off, being hacked is one of the scariest things in the history of mankind. It's horrifying. It's happened to me like 7 times. And these hackers said tweeted from their accounts and said like, "Hey, if you send bitcoins to this address, I'll double the amount you sent and send it back." And it this will probably go down in history as one of the largest Twitter hacks ever.
They got everybody.
Everyone.
Right now, yeah. A blue check verified user like myself or you or our guest even from today. Can't tweet.
Can't tweet.
There's nothing you could say. And it's scary. I mean, it's the first time I've ever felt like I couldn't speak. And I love to speak. I love to speak.
You don't
you know?
Say, Mike.
Hey, episode 200.
Yeah, we're here.
Crazy. First of all, guys, thank you for you know, putting up with the bullshit. We've been through a lot over this past 100 episodes. Yeah. We had shrimp gifts. We had Hawaiian trips.
Yep.
What's your guys' favorite moments from the last 100 episodes?
You can't do this to me.
Or no, you know, it doesn't have to be a favorite moment, but like, what's your favorite thing that came out of the past 100 episodes?
I like the fact that we discovered we may be better just doing our own boys.
You know what I'm saying? Took my fucking thing.
Oh, I stole your thunder.
Let's not say better, because I'm sure our guest episode today is going to be fantastic.
Well, that's because we got a heavy hitter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you got to admit, there's been times where we've been on this podcast with a guest like, this is awkward.
And when it's the boys only, it's 100 for 100.
Just flowing, talking, just telling stories about our lives.
You took my thing.
I got my thing.
That was my thing. Really? We came into our own, all three of us.
I got two
what
things.
Do you got?
One, episode 100 was my first time helping out on the show, and I did the sound for MGK's performance.
Wow, yeah.
Which was that's a cool thing from a kid from Cleveland, you know?
Yep.
And then also in the next or the last 100 episodes, I got on the show. So I think that's probably
That's a great addition.
That is cool indeed. Yeah, I think we solidified ourselves in the podcast space. That's got to be the biggest thing. Like, I finally starting to feel, like you said, a legitimate podcast, both audio and visual, a true show. And Danny, she snapped. I told her, I said, "Danny, can you go get us confetti cannons?" She got us balloons. She got this chicken. She got us a cake. She even wrote a little card here. She said,
"Let's read it.
Congrats, boys. I'm stoked that we have reached 200 together. We've all grown so much in the last year and a half. Watching you three grow as a team has been super special, and I can't wait for 200 more. Hopefully we will travel far away from the dick sand soon enough."
Never
keep learning,
happen.
Growing and talking. Sorry, we love it there, Danny.
Danny, thank you. You're incredible. And Brad and everybody behind the scenes who helps out with this show. Life-changing shit. It's been fantastic. I think we got a lot of lot more work to do, and we're finding out what people like and don't like. Took some hits on the Kanye political talk from the last episode. So yeah, maybe that's maybe we stay with the dick sand.
Wait, Kanye, he dropped out officially, right?
Officially dropped. Well, and then, he said he officially dropped out, and then today he filed the paperwork with the committee. I don't know what the hell is going on with that guy.
It's all hype, man. You just got to build it one way or another.
It's hard to keep track of all that.
Might be asking why I wore the robe today. Maybe you're not. It's a special day, first of all, and more importantly, it's not every day that we get KSI on the show. this is exciting.
KSI's not the guest. Yeah, because he lives in London and stuff. He lives in the United Kingdom, and because COVID-19, can't travel.
Well, dude, they had told the fans.
No, I didn't.
Well, I'm not going to go all the way back to the house and change out of the robe.
You got to wear it for the rest of the podcast. Fine. Yeah.
Perfect. I'm sure we got a fantastic,
phenomenal guest. We promised you guys a good guest. We got a good guest, ladies and gentlemen. Woo. For episode 200, we have a very special guest. He is a makeup artist and beauty guru with 20 million subscribers on YouTube and over 19 million on Instagram. He's got his own reality show. He was the first male cover girl. He's my new neighbor, and he's been canceled before, but now he's canceling all you fuckers. Hi, sisters. It's James Charles.
Yes,
I can't wait.
Yes.
Intro.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah. I wrote it myself. We used to have a producer whose name was Dylan, and he used to write all the intros, but we had to let him go because we didn't have guests for because COVID.
Got it. Are these both these on or are these fake? Is this just a facade for the podcast?
No, they work, and you may like them, you may not. Do you want to try them and see? Because you could hear yourself speak, and so that helps.
Hello. Oh,
yeah. It's nice, right?
Sure.
It's a little bit more legit. That's why I changed my voice. It's good, right?
Sure.
So how are you, new neighbor?
I know. Hi, neighbor. How are you?
How are you doing? Good.
I'm good. Today, this week is like a chill week. I had a very crazy, busy week last week. This weekend's been hectic. So this week, I'm just kind of chilling, going with the vibes.
I am. I've visited your house a couple times.
Yes.
We've been chatting, and I am stunned at how hard you work. You
Thank you.
Are a workhorse.
Yeah.
That's the stuff that no one sees. And can I disclose how much your house was? Do people know?
It was a lot of money. It's a gorgeous house.
It was a lot of money.
It's a big, beautiful house.
Yeah.
It was one of two that were being built in the neighborhood, like the new big houses. But no one realizes the type of work that goes into attributing that kind of success.
Yeah. Well, for me, I started social media about 4.5, almost 5 years ago now, which is really weird to think about because it feels like it was yesterday. Yeah. My absolute number one biggest goal was to buy myself a house. Mm. Like, I've always been I've obsessed with architecture, interior design. Like, it was I thought I was going to be an architect when I was little. Mm. So like buying myself a house was like number one goal since day one. So I'm not like a very huge spender. Like I have like,
really?
No, I have like nice clothes, jewelry and stuff, but like I don't go out and buy crazy cars. Like I obviously was renting for the last year and a half.
You got
like,
that. You got that electric Tesla.
I have one Tesla.
I've seen it charge.
Okay. But I'm talking
like Lambos.
Yeah, in comparison to like 8 different Lambos, all different colors of the rainbow. Like that's not me.
Oh, you had a little OCD moment there, right there, that's bothering you out there?
The confetti was hanging from the spider webs on the ceiling.
Disgusting. But I like that, by the way, especially at your age.
Yeah.
That's extremely smart. And as a I won't call you a fellow cheap person, but I'm a cheap person. I don't buy shit.
It's true.
I bought this robe. It's the only thing I ever fucking bought.
Yeah.
My
life. Many influencers come into the space and I feel like make a lot of money. Can you swear on here? A lot of influencers come in and just make a shit ton of money really, really quickly and then blow it on alcohol, partying, drugs, or like new cars, all these things.
And then
like 2 years in when they've completely faded out because they have no actual talent, they're broke. And they're sitting there like, oh my God, what do I do now? So I was like, okay, obviously this is not going to be forever. I mean, I hope obviously that it is, fingers crossed. But you know, if just in case it's not, I'm trying to, you know, use what I have and make investments and build businesses. So not, I end up broke.
Yeah, but not a lot of young people are thinking like that, James. Like I know. I'm in the circle. You're 21.
Yeah.
So I'm in the circle. Congratulations. You can drink now.
Did you see the video?
What?
It's hilarious. You were going to try it.
Thank you. There you go.
Yeah,
I was. Sister.
I did my research.
Well, I'm a sister.
Sure.
In real life.
Oh. You're going to try alcohol. Is that what it was? Did you try it?
I'm not one of those people that's like, I've never had a sip of alcohol. That's bullshit. I've never been involved with drinking or involved with as if it's something. I've never enjoyed drinking. It was just never really my thing. I didn't go to parties in high school. I've tried everything. Like I used to have sips of my dad's beer, tried my mom's wine. It was fucking disgusting. And of course, like, I would take shots with my friends occasionally whenever there was something fun happening, but never indulged in like, oh, let me go get like a mimosa or like a So you're not, you're not vodka soda drinking, never. Yeah, and I've never been drunk either. So for my 21st birthday, I filmed a drunk makeup tutorial and completely blocked out with a bottle of 1942.
Oh my God.
And we filmed the whole thing. Was so I figured if I'm going to do it once, might as well get it on camera. So.
Was it okay? Or?
I mean, I don't remember really any of it, but then I got to watch it back.
And?
Oh, it was hilarious.
Did you edit out?
Yeah, there had to be cuts.
There had to be cuts.
When I did a drunk Q&A with Josie, we had to cut 80% of it, I think. Like, it was...
You didn't even record all of it either.
Embarrassing. Embarrassing.
I will say, like, my friends all said that I was ridiculously annoying, which any of us could have guessed going into it, but I didn't say anything inappropriate. I didn't, like, cry over any guys and try to text anybody. Yeah. So, like, I was annoying but responsible drunk. So that was at least good. So we didn't have to make any, like, crazy career-ruining cuts, if that's what the question was, but lots of cuts.
That actually doesn't surprise me. Often I find that I wonder if there's like a correlation between people who fiscally are successful and fiscally responsible. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And being able to maintain themselves when they're
inebriated. Definitely not successful entertainers in it, but maybe fiscal responsibility. Because obviously we know I bet you there's as much of a correlation between people who aren't responsible with alcohol and drugs and are also not fiscally responsible.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like he's operating on a different level, I think.
Seems like it.
Like are there any influencers that come to your mind that you've seen like fucked up who are at like top tier? Because I haven't.
Not that would
They're
get
all
that
like
fucked
pretty
up.
Smart about
yeah,
it.
Not yeah. that would get that fucked up in public. Where do you get that from? Where do you get that fiscal response? At 21, that's
no idea. Like, I've just always been very different from a lot of the other kids my age. I mean, my dad runs his own business and I feel like he taught me a lot about being financially responsible and making good decisions and stuff. But like my parents were honestly pretty like lenient on me. Like I was able to do my own thing. I've always been super, super independent. Like I was going to New York City on the train when I was like 13, going to visit my internet friends.
Jesus.
So, but like they knew that I was making good decisions. I was already making my own money from being on social media and like coding Tumblr themes and stuff.
Wait,
so,
at 13?
Like, yeah.
Wait, where were you from, by the way?
New York, upstate.
Amazing. Where about right exactly? Outside of Albany. Like I need the zip code.
Right outside of Albany, a town called Bethlehem.
Okay, nice.
So you were beautiful area. You were destined for this. You literally were desperate for this.
I mean, I started doing, I ran a Twitter account when I was 11 called That's What Kids Do. And I was posting like relatable quotes and like,
how many followers did it have?
Had like 80,000, but that was a lot. 11? That was a lot.
Of course.
11?
Yeah. Still is a lot.
Well, no, it was a lot. Okay, sure. But it was a lot for like 2000 and.
Probably 2013-ish, right?
Sometime around that. I have no idea. I'm too lazy to do the math right now. I already did too much math today. So that was a ton of followers back then. Yeah. And I used to be like one of those like relatable teen quotes accounts. Yeah. And I made a lot of money on like ads for that account. So I started saving up. And then I put in my bio, be like, 11-year-old James running this account. And then they deleted my account.
Oh,
I
Twittered
it because you had to be 13. So then my mom had to like write in a paperwork, being like, oh, this account's actually run by me.
Wow.
Did you get it back?
Oh, got it back. And then one of the other big accounts DM'd me and was like, oh my God, we should trade accounts for a week. And they were a bigger account. And I was like, oh my God, sure. Here's my password. And then they took my account.
You got bested.
Yeah, bested for sure.
So you were a hustler from early.
For sure.
Real young age.
But before that happened, thank God, I started Tumblr. And I've always been like really into design. Like I was saying earlier with architecture and interior design. So I learned how to code HTML and CSS. So I was designing Tumblr themes.
You know how to code?
For people. Yeah. I'm not fluent in it anymore, but I used to be really good. But Internet I was like designing kids, Tumblr themes and selling them for people.
It's interesting talking to him because our generation was just above that cusp where like skills like that were valuable.
Didn't you ever do it on MySpace?
I never did MySpace. I never
did
MySpace. Surely you remember when we were younger and I would come over to your house and attempt to code. You remember that?
Yeah, you tried to make some little soccer game. Flick game. Yeah.
I tried. It was too hard for me. For some reason, my mind doesn't compute like
I really, really like problem solving, strategical thinking, anything that like requires like a lot of memorization and like stuff. Like I like figuring out problems. And,
that's
like,
why you like escape rooms.
That's why I love escape rooms. You're absolutely right. But like to me, I always looked at like designing websites as like a problem. It's like, how do I get to the finished result? Which of course I could envision in my head, but it's like, how do you design and code the website together?
You ever met Mr. Beast before?
No, but I want to so badly.
You have very, like he's a big time problem solver and like mathematician driven by data and stuff like that. You guys would probably have a fucking
math was my favorite
killer conversation.
Which I feel like was so lame. Everyone like, I feel like hates
math
that.
Was?
Yeah.
Same.
Really?
Yep.
I love that.
Calculus, they call me the calc god.
Nope.
I don't think
you
they
call
do.
Yourself the calc
Something
god.
Something tells me they don't.
They do.
Something tells me they don't call you that.
You know why I did though? Because I was the best.
100.
A+. No, not even. 100 out of 100. 100% completion rate every test.
100
completion rate?
Completion rate. Like you finished.
Good job.
Exactly.
I was one of the only students to get 100 on my New York State geometry test in AP geometry. So, or in not AP, sorry, that's a lie.
Really?
That's a lie. Like advanced geometry. Whatever. Okay, okay. That was like my high school flex.
Well, so cool. Right, this is what I'm saying though. Like no one thinks about that stuff. They see you doing makeup and they see your followers on YouTube, but there's like there's something innate about you that contributes to your success. And it is probably that like problem solving gene. And for me, it equates to winning and then doing it again and overcoming challenges time and time and time again, which is all YouTube is. Like you've been doing this for four or 5 years now, and you've definitely solidified a space. Cause like you said, there's a lot of people who shoot up really quick
and then
come down just as fast.
Absolutely.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I mean, I've always, like I said, like I always go into everything kind of with my all, and I really like problem solving. So I feel like it's just about kind of the mindset and like the approach. I mean, of course I do this because I love doing it. Like I would not be here going through like what I do if I didn't, but like there is a part of it that like, to me, like my career like is like an escape room. Like, how can I always get to the next step? How can I always reach the next level? Like, how can I always push myself one step further and like design a harder level for myself? You know?
Yeah. I also want to present something before I forget.
Oh shit.
For the melt. We did get you your favorite Starbucks drink, I
oh
believe.
Oh my god. Yeah, pink drink.
The pink drink.
Well, 4 of them.
Wait, did we didn't get a Starbucks sponsorship, right?
No, but
I was gonna say we finally broke through.
No, Starbucks.
This drink is literally on the menu because of me.
What is it called? The Pinkity Drinkity?
Cheers, sisters.
Well, it's on as the pink drink.
Here we go.
200. Episode 200.
200,
baby.
Let's go. It was you used to have to order this by ordering. It was a venti strawberry acai refresher with coconut milk and water.
All right.
Okay. So is it secret menu?
It used to be, but then so many people, I just started calling it the pink drink on Snapchat and stuff, and so many other people started ordering it.
Now it's actually
on the menu as pink drink.
That's what Danny said.
Yeah, it blew up.
She said you made this
and
drink.
And Starbucks literally DM'd me, be like, oh my God, we have so many people order the pink drink, like we love you. And I was like, oh, would love to work together or something, and then they ignored it.
No, that's, come on.
And they still follow me to
this day. And that's dumb. You literally have proven that you're like a market maker for a product. Like if I was a brand and worked on the brand team, like I used to, I would capitalize on that. Like I would want you to keep it going, you know? So
it'd be a very
Starbucks,
smart
write the check.
I mean, it's not like I need, like I'm not asking for a check for it, but I think it'd be a fun partnership for sure.
That's why it's cool. Mm-hmm. When you can work with brands that like you use and find every day in your life. Like I use, here, see this Blistex chapstick? Chapstick?
Sure.
Chap is always in my left pocket. Blistex, please.
That's like me with Blue Chew, and I got that deal.
It's always in your left pocket.
It's always in my left pocket, dude, and I love it. So mathematics, obviously, but then another thing that you can't deny about James is the charisma factor, right?
Crazy, you just have it built up,
and you're in a I don't even know how to describe it, a treacherous industry in the beauty community.
Who knew?
I mean, good God.
Who knew?
I'm by no means even remotely an expert. I'm as far from that as possible on it, but I have seen some nasty shit happen in that community. How do you stay like afloat and try to stay out of it? You've been embroiled in some of it, I know, but
embroiled in all of it, unfortunately. For me, like, I mean, I definitely started in the industry when I was 16. So I did, I used to have, and I mean, still to this day, do have, every YouTuber has an ego, and we'd all be lying if we said we didn't.
Yep, facts.
There's a level to narcissism to this job, 1,000,000%. But regardless, I started this job being super, super egotistical. I thought I was better than everybody. I used to get in fights with everybody, like of the other gurus and stuff. But I quickly realized, like, okay, this is fucking stupid. I look like a brat.
Yeah.
And also, like, I actually like these people. Like, what is going on? But it came from a point of, like, I was practicing really hard. I was improving my skills. I was putting out good content and just, like, wasn't necessarily seeing the same type of growth or, like, quick growth. I'm a very impatient person. That's definitely one of my my personality downfalls, but also a good thing as well, because it helps me get shit done.
Yeah.
But I started off really dramatic and wanting to always be involved with stuff. But as I've gotten older, I've lost all interest completely in drama. And over the past, I would say 2 years, or at least 2.5 years, so probably about like half my career now, I've avoided it at all costs. And a lot of the drama that I have been involved with has been other people either dragging me in or like just a stupid scandal that happened from online. But for the last 2 years, it's never been me calling somebody out, shading somebody, or doing like something unnecessary. I just don't believe in that. I've never like, no, that's a lie. At first, I saw it as a competition. Like I said, I was tweeting people, getting in fights and stuff. But as I started growing my own brand and kind of, you know, cut out my own
like vertical
lane. My own lane in the industry, like I just didn't see it that way anymore. And like, for me, I feel like that's how I kind of keep going through it. Like, I don't see it as competition. I've worked my butt off. Like, I have innovative content. I have a great team around me. I'm doing something that not a lot of other people are doing. And like, I know that even if other people do that, like, it's, if I can do the same thing and still have my own twist on it and still make it great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So like, I just have never really understood the mindset behind like always needing to beat somebody, always needing to pass somebody, always needing to sell more than somebody else. Like,
love that.
It's just stupid. Yeah. I think it's so stupid.
You got that early.
It's easier said than done. I was going to say that's a very high level of thought.
Well, I feel like I unfortunately have been forced into having that thought because of the things that I've, you know, gotten dragged into.
We've had beef before.
We have had beef before.
So I don't even remember it. You don't know about this?
No.
Yeah, like I think I tweeted you saying
calling you an imbecile.
Dude, for some reason that affected me.
I love that you're good as it should. I hope so.
Because no one says imbecile. Like when
that's a great word.
When you get hit with a name that like you don't hear, like you fucking carpet sniffer. You're like,
oh. Do we want to talk about what?
Wait a second. Where did that was? Hold on. Where did you just get carpet sniffer from?
My girlfriend loves to sniff blankets, and I just changed it to carpet because I call her a blanket sniffer.
There's a series of books, series of unfortunate events, which is my favorite.
I love it.
Have you read
it? Of course.
Favorite series of all time. One of the characters in
sniffs carpets.
Well, she calls people carpet sniffers.
Oh, no way. Is that the sister, right?
Nope. It's the rich girl who was at the private school whenever they went
You must
there.
Have read all the books.
I did.
I only read 4.
I was a large fan. Oh, wow. Gave up halfway through.
I can't read. Do you enjoy reading?
Well, that's why I called you an imbecile, because I knew you weren't going to know
it. He's like, because you were an imbecile.
But that's why they make audiobooks too, bro.
What did happen? Why did I call you
an imbecile? Yeah, that's what I was wondering. What was that related to?
I don't even know.
I don't remember.
Which... honestly probably says something about the idea of drama in general. Like, well, here we are 4 years
later. I doubt
later,
it. Because I remember Jake got involved too.
Because he was trying to mend the situation. Because you guys were close at the time. I remember. Because you came, you said that. He's like, don't worry, Logan, I'll handle this. And then he just like tweeted something. That
did he handle it?
No.
No.
No. What about the most recent drama? Because we got into some drama.
What, you and James?
Yeah.
We did get into some drama.
Whoa.
Oh, boy. So with some photoshopping of a billboard.
So you knew.
Oh, shit.
I was told to Photoshop some stuff out. Clearly, I didn't do the best job. But I defended you, and it actually probably made the picture worse. But
I mean, it definitely did make the picture worse, but it didn't offend me because Instant Influencer was still the number one YouTube original show of all time.
Let's kill that.
So I didn't really need the promotion. But
you killed that.
I gotta say, I came out on the winning side on that one in a big way because I got a $20,000 billboard from him and my girlfriend, $25,000 billboard from them. But you responding to him blurring out yours went press viral.
Yeah. Did it really?
To an extent. Yeah. And I got the press I needed.
Well, good. Which helped with the book.
It did incredible.
I just figured.
I was joking just to clarify. So I was not actually mad.
Of course. Okay. No. Yeah,
just to make sure.
Just like how many influencer things can you push in one picture, even if it was in the background? Like, I knew you were gonna see it.
Well, that's what it goes back to. Is like, I think obviously my makeup reality competition show had nothing to do with your book.
So, of course,
like I said, it was not offended at all being a blurred out. But I think that goes back to what we were saying earlier. Is like, it's like I just don't see anything as a competition, really. So like, if I had like. Once again, not mad about the thing, but like if I had taken a picture of the billboard, like I would have even been like, oh my God, look at like Mike's little billboard.
Right. Well, yours was higher. Right.
Way higher.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you think you have an easier time saying that you don't do the competitive and dissing thing because you're on top now? Does that make it easier for you?
No, because I've had that same mentality for quite a few years now. Yeah. I've had that mentality since I was like number probably 3 or 4
right
in the beauty space.
So it hasn't been changed or influenced by your views?
No. I think for me, like, I'm always, the only competition I'm in is with myself. Like, I have a goal for, like, what I want to do with my career, and, like, I'm the only person stopping me from doing that.
Yeah.
Like, I know, like, anybody else can once again do the same thing, but I know they're not going to do it in the same way that I will, whether it be better or worse. Like, it doesn't matter to me.
Because why, you think?
Just
because
different.
They can't?
Because it's just different. Mm-hmm. Like, there's not a lot of other beauty gurus that I could see hosting a reality, like, makeup competition show. Like, there's not a lot of other people that, you know, are working on the type of ideas that I want to work on for
you have,
everything.
You so. Have a lot of skills that are pretty much you can't recreate.
Yeah.
Like even just
But then there are also skills that other people do have that I don't have. So like,
once sure, it's sure. Like, but the thing is like, and this is, I think what makes sometimes entertainers in general is how talented they are in different verticals.
Yeah.
You're very talented in a bunch of different verticals. You know what I'm saying? Like your charisma is one thing. Your creative ability is another. Your hardworking nature is another. And then I was going to say your just inherent talent. James, I was looking at... some of the work you've done, just here you can't see it because the balloons are in the way, but they can see it on
that middle photo is disgusting. Oh, hey,
No, but look.
There's Danny, by the way.
Danny.
Thank you, Danny.
Love you, Danny.
You know, always. That middle photo is probably my least favorite photo that I have on my Instagram page.
I just Googled a bunch of, but look, I have a bunch.
Is that like an ode to Alice in Wonderland? Alice in Wonderland?
It was a sponsored post that I had to do it.
But very cool though. That story's incredible.
Bro, your Coachella looks.
Luke's
Coachella, Coachella looks.
I'm so sad about Coachella this year.
Yeah, me too. That's the one festival I love going to.
Wait, hold on. Can we talk about Coachella for a second? There's this video.
I was not sucking dick on a Ferris
wheel. Okay.
Although I wish I was, but it was not me.
Because we've had other dick sucking scandals on the show before, obviously. And so I just wanted
personally
to
love a dick sucking scandal, but no, that was not me on the Ferris wheel.
Are you sure?
That was positive. An infamous picture.
Like I said, wish it was. Wasn't
we saw it? We saw it.
And I did have quite a scandal at that Coachella, but it was not a Ferris wheel one.
Right. Well, we were impressed. We were all kind of like, well, damn, I mean,
get it. Like, yeah,
like yeah, we no. all want to be on that Ferris wheel.
Sure.
Well.
Ferris wheel.
Ferris wheel.
We can go on together next Coachella.
That sounds like a scandal that's just gonna start right fucking now.
My girlfriend's gonna watch this and be.
That's fine.
She can
be there.
You got some. Oh, she can.
She can go.
Now there. This is really fucking. Nah, heating up, nah,
this is what you watch the show for.
Oh my god.
No, but for real, James, you're multi talented. The fashion's crazy. I mean, shit. Look at this. Butterflies.
Uh huh. That was from the palette campaign.
This.
That was what started it all.
Yeah. Right.
My senior yearbook photos.
I remember seeing. So senior yearbook photo.
Yep.
I remember seeing this, and I wasn't sure if it had been photoshopped or not. I wasn't sure how this was possible.
Definitely was photoshopped for sure. But like the story happened. Basically, I took my senior photos. They looked like busted. So I went back and asked, I emailed the company and asked if I could like take them again. And then I took them again, brought a ring light, and then they let me like retouch them myself.
Really?
And they're in the yearbook now.
And then
my friend Delaney Corrigan that was in my homeroom with me.
Aww.
She took part in my photo. And then I actually, I was really good friends with, do you know RCL Beauty? Like the OG, RCL Beauty 5?
I know the name. I don't.
She's like one of the OG
like beauty influencers.
She's like one of the biggest ever. She's like number one for the longest time. She used to do all the Disney Princess videos.
Oh, I do know this girl.
Yeah.
Not personally, but yes.
So
yes.
When I first started in social media, I only had like 50,000 followers, but we had been DMing back and forth about me doing her makeup for something. And she invited me. She was living in Philadelphia at the time. And she had invited me to go hang out and like, just like do her makeup and stuff. And I really wanted to, cause obviously she was huge on the platform. Yeah. And was giving me a lot of really helpful advice. So I took the train down to Philadelphia and like slept over at her house for a few days. It was super fun. But she was actually the person that was like, you should turn this into a meme and post it on your Instagram.
Cause I
just took the photo being like, oh, I look bad. I want to redo this. But she was one that was like, oh, you should turn this into like a meme and post it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it blew up.
Oh, yeah. The next morning it blew. I went from having like 50,000 likes. That one had like 350,000 on Instagram. And this is back in like 2016.
When that was a lot of likes. Yeah. And now you got Charli D'Amelio with 7 million likes for a picture. It's crazy.
So like it blew up everywhere. Every press outlet was asking me about it. I had like managers reaching out to me wanting to work with me. And then this meme is what got me the CoverGirl deal.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So wait, like, how did this become a meme?
I posted the left photo with the caption like when your yearbook photo turns out bad, so you retake it with
it. Yeah.
I don't remember exactly what the wording was, but when you retake it with a ring light or something.
And then you became the first ever male cover girl, which we have here.
Yes.
You look a lot skinnier there.
Oh.
No, no. Like,
damn. Wow.
Yikes. There he goes. All right, switch seats. Switch
it's
seats.
It's probably the contours. It's got to be the.
No, I no like.
Well, that lighting, lighting is that lighting is homophobic, to say the least.
Really?
What do you mean?
Just the lighting and the photo composition, the skin texture, the lighting, the eyebrows, everything about this photo is just.
What do you mean? You look healthier now. I guess is what I'm saying. Like,
okay, there we go. Like, sure.
Can I good use way to say that.
Well, can I use the word like jaunt maybe a little bit?
Sure. I mean, I was literally like 16, like okay, a little so frail. Just, yeah, like just, you could have snapped me in half. You still could now, but.
Can we?
I was skinny at 16.
Yeah. You showed pictures the other day. Can we get into high school a little bit? Because I feel like for people watching, this is probably a great topic. What was high school like for you?
It was fun, honestly. I feel like a lot of social media people have a really bad high school experience. I honestly enjoyed it. I was very good at school. So like I was really able to kind of focus on like the fun parts of it rather than like studying constantly. I definitely was not like super popular. Okay. I had a really solid group of friends and I was friends with everybody. Like I definitely was friends with everybody, but like wasn't invited to the popular kid parties, wasn't invited to the popular kid birthday parties. Mm.
But they fucked with you. Like they were like, not, yeah. Like you were cool to them, but you weren't like uber popular.
Kind of. I definitely became more cool to them once I started doing makeup and then all the girls wanted me to do their hair and makeup for ball and prom and stuff. And I feel like that's why I started getting hung out with and invited a lot more places.
What was it like from acceptance and like inclusivity? Like,
I was going to say, when did you come out?
I came out when I was 12. Okay. So in like seventh grade, early. Nobody cared. Literally nobody cared. And I don't, like, it was not a well-kept secret either. Like it was so blatantly obvious.
You think location has anything to do with it? Being in New York?
A million percent. For sure. A trillion percent. Yeah. I mean, I was lucky enough to go into a very, very good school district. It's like the number one in upstate New York, I think.
Yep.
So like it was a lot of middle class or upper class families that were a lot more accepting, mostly like left wing,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
I'm not very political, but.
Yeah, we try not to be
either. I've heard otherwise. But I would definitely say that I was definitely met with a lot of acceptance. Yeah. I wouldn't even say really acceptance. It was just like nobody really cared. It's like a better way to honestly
put it. Actually probably better, I feel like.
Oh, for sure.
Indifference is like everyone can just live their lives now.
A million percent. Of course, I like did get bullied here and there, but I really just have never cared. Like I've never been the type of person that's like, oh no, whatever will I do now?
Does your kind of smooth sailing to an extent experience make it harder for you to put yourself in the shoes of people who may be going through a tougher time? Like, have you been able to like speak to people and like help them through those times? I'm sure you have.
Yes. I would say I'm not very good at like being sympathetic to people. Like I can talk to people. I can give good advice and I love being able to speak to those fans that are going through that. And I always am able to, you know, say what I need to, that I know is going to help them. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I can't imagine the situation or try to help them through it because I'm blessed enough to have a job where literally me being myself does help them through it a lot of times. And like, that's the best thing in the entire fucking world.
Yeah.
But in terms, I would say, yeah, like my parents were extremely accepting. The way that I came out to them was not like, hey mom and dad, I might be gay. So like, we never had to really go through that like awkward conversation either. Yeah. I literally got caught online.
Really?
What do you mean?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I have a story time about it. I got caught, you know, like doing the business.
Jerking off?
Yeah.
To
gay porn.
Okay. Sometimes you just spill it out. No, yeah. Until we're on this side of the table.
I was like 12 and my dad came in the middle of the night and like opened the door. And thank God. Well, so I used to have I've always been a DIY queen or like interior design queen. Like I said, I used to have two closets in my room. Both of them were like only like a, like very like the sliding door foot deep closet, right? And I converted one of them into like a little Tumblr desk area with like my iMac that I had saved up for my Tumblr coding days. So I had it like in there. So my dad like walked in and saw me like butt naked, you know, doing it.
Why are you butt naked?
I was like, what? Okay, you know what I mean. Like
butt naked, like I'm imagining
like pants down or like pants
down. Okay, no, pants down. But everything's out.
Yeah.
And he's like, what the like, you need to go to bed. So I was like, okay. So I'd like literally turned off my computer, like flung myself across the room and like just like went to bed, cried myself to sleep, was like scared as fuck. But he couldn't see the computer screen from the doorway.
Because
like the doorway was here and like it was against this wall and the desk was like in the wall. So he couldn't see it. And the next, I was too scared to like touch my computer. So the next day I went to school. And then when I got home, I was still like too scared to do anything. And then of course my parents like, we need to talk about this. And like, can you show us your history? And my dumb ass forgot to clear
it. You
didn't
clear it.
No.
Always got to clear it.
I know.
Clear and close your tabs.
I know.
Every day, God, to this day, that's what I do when I watch porn. Clear history, close tabs. I'm 25, James.
Literally, it's like on my bookmarks on my phone. Like, don't even care anymore. But like, it literally, I was so embarrassed. And like, that's how I got caught. I'm honestly glad that it happened that way.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Because they literally, the conversation was more like, hey, you shouldn't be like on these websites. Like it's really dangerous for you to be doing this. And like also like naked standing in front of your window. Like who knows who could drive by.
But no judgment.
But like we love you. I feel like that was a lot easier than having to be like, hey, mom and dad, I'm gay.
How? But at 12, okay, I'm going to ask this question and I hope this comes out the right way. At 12.
It probably won't.
It probably not, knowing me, but you know, I've become a little bit more articulate and politically correct with my words over the years. 200 episodes of podcast. It's a lot of talking.
It's a lot of talking.
At 12 years old, was there a thought in your mind that your sexuality wasn't the conventional sexuality that you're raised by, like, when you're young? Sorry. Is this making sense to you? Like, did you have an inkling of even being scared of coming out? Or is this like, yo, this is who I am and this is the way I live? Because
you were so young. Like, did you know that it wasn't the right fit? Like,
no, see, that's what I'm saying. You can't. No.
Or did you know that it wasn't like the
conventional?
Common,
yeah, what I'm saying.
Like, it's okay to say. I'm a firm believer in, like, people learn through ignorance. So I feel like you're fine.
I'm a prime example.
Yes, you are. So am I.
Absolutely.
I grew up like borrowing my mom's like stockings and heels from her closet, like prancing around the house.
So that's what I'm saying. It was just you.
Yeah.
Coming out because it's like,
I'm not sure when it would have actually, like, I was already out to my Tumblr blog as well. Like, but like my parents didn't know about it and stuff. So like people online knew and I wasn't scared about talking about it either. It was just really like, I don't know when I would have told my family had I not gotten caught,
but
I wasn't scared to. I just didn't feel the need to.
Are you sure they didn't know?
No, they did.
Prior to it
happening. Oh, a million percent.
It was blatantly obvious.
They knew because of that, but not because of Tumblr or anything.
I just never actually sat them down and was like, hey, I'm gay. But they knew from day one.
Yeah.
And
look at the result of their acceptance and non-judgment. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you ended up with someone who flourished in the space.
I mean, I don't want to act like it was like always perfect because it definitely like wasn't.
Sure. But sure. Right. Are you on the forefront or at least involved in like the LGBTQ movement at all? Like,
yeah. I mean, I always like try my best to like participate in anything. Like, I work really closely with like Listen and the Trevor Project as well.
Oh, but, tight.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. Yeah, I'm always so interested by that.
I mean, I feel like there's always like more to learn as well, and I just feel like it's such a huge like part of me. Yeah. But like, I just feel like it is me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean? So like, it's like yet another case of being 100% yourself is the thing that is going to make you the most happy.
Yeah.
You know, and luckily for you, it was something you realized at a young, you didn't even realize it was just you. It was like, this is me. This is who I am.
Right.
Is there any advice or anything you'd say to people who maybe come into their own at a later age and who maybe didn't grow up in like a left-wing liberal New York and are in the middle of Texas and they find themselves veering off the path of what their parents' desires are for who they are going
to
become?
I feel like the one piece of advice that I always give to everybody, and this goes for honestly like sexuality or literally anything in life, is like, you get to choose your own path.
Yep.
Like, it may not seem like it and it might not be an easy path to choose in any way, shape or form. So I don't want to act like it will be, but like, you know, I always say like, family is not defined by blood. Like, I love my family and I'm very grateful to be, you know, have an amazing family around me. But like, had I, you know, not had that situation, like, I'm a firm believer in like finding people that would take a bullet for you and that would love you as their own family.
Yep.
Like when I was 17, I moved out to LA alone because my parents were still in New York and had my little brother there. But I got really close with my best friend, Laura.
Who signed your lease agreement?
Or, best friend, Laura's mom is what I'm, and I'm about to talk to that into that right now.
Okay. Okay.
So I met my best friend, Laura, and her family. They live down in East LA. Yep. I lived with them on and off for 6 months and their family took me in. Laura's parents didn't even really speak much English. And like, I really worked with them to help them out a lot. I mean, they spoke English, but like I worked with them to like help them and teach them more about just like influencers and like artistry and stuff. And like they have a clothing boutique. So like I worked with Laura really closely as well on bringing a lot of other influencers into the brand and stuff and like getting people to use coupon codes and to promote it. And like, still after almost 6 years now, we're still best friends and we still see each other at least twice a week. And I still see their family every day. And like Laura's mom became like a mother figure to me. So I'm a firm believer in like, no matter what situation you're in, you know, it's up to you to, you know, choose your own path, choose your own job, you know, go to college or not go to college, be surrounded by who you want to be surrounded with.
Yep.
There's just been so many situations where like people, you know, I talk to people that are like, you know, I'm just like stuck or like, oh, I can't do this because my parents said no. But I'm like, oh, you're 20 years old and your parents are saying no. Like that sounds a little bit weird. Or like just like situations, you know, or like guys, that'll be like, oh, I'm in love with you, but like I can never come out to my family. Like they're homophobic. And I'm like, well, like, okay, but like you're gay. So like totally get that and totally understand like not wanting to lose that relationship with your family. But like, why would you? I just can't imagine wanting to hide who I truly am for people that like wouldn't like me for it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but once again, like I was never raised that way. I was never in that type of situation. So it's hard for me to imagine that. And I'm sure it's obviously really, really challenging when you are in that position a million percent. So I don't want to invalidate anybody's position at all or fear. Because like I said, it's probably very, very scary and it's probably not easy for a lot of people. But like at the end of the day, it is your decision to make, what if you want to stay with, you know, that particular family or that particular person, or make a specific
especially decision. Now I mean, it's 2020, we have access to so many things at the tip of our fingers, whether it's through a phone or even like when I was young, there was no such thing as Uber. Now it's Uber, bro. 13-year-old, I got to your house on my longboard, Mac.
Oh my god.
Now imagine I'm 12 years old, I can order this thing called Uber on my mom's credit card, I'm there in 5 minutes and I don't have to sweat through the summer in Ohio. Mm-hmm. Like It is. We are approaching an age where you can do and be anything you want.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Creators,
and I've always had
like
that mindset too, but not everybody does. I think it's kind of goes.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prehibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's full circle to what we were talking about earlier. Like, it really is a mindset. Like, if you want to get out of a situation, it might not be easy. It might not be easy in any way, shape, or form. But, you know,
it's the best thing
you can.
You.
Yeah. You can. It is possible.
For this kind of conversation, I find myself tiptoeing.
Yeah.
A lot. Around this stuff. I'll be completely frank with you.
Yeah.
And especially on the topic of someone's process of coming out. That is something obviously we, especially neither of us on this table or you know, one of the two on that side can relate to or give someone any kind of help on why they should or shouldn't come out.
It's a super complicated, even for me, it's something that's 100%.
You have to as well. And so it brings me to this question of the cancel culture. It's a big topic nowadays. Yeah. And I wanted to kind of dig your brain on the current situation that we exist in, and whether or not you think that the current cancel culture is a good thing or a bad thing, or if you think it's a net positive or that.
I mean, I've been canceled many a time before.
What you at right now?
I just hit 20 million. Hit 20.1. How many times have been canceled? I lost count a long time ago.
It can't be more than four, five.
I mean, it's been quite a few.
I think you got me beat. I think I got you beat on scale. Bigger.
I would disagree 1,000,000%. Last year's drama was the biggest thing the internet has ever seen.
But it was really niche. It was extremely niche.
Oh, Tokyo, but it was on every single mainstream outlet ever.
That's true.
I got to beat Buddy. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry to burst your ego.
Damn it.
No, I mean, I think cancel culture is fucking stupid. Like, I think, first of all, to go back to what we were saying about tiptoeing, like, I think that people learn through ignorance. Like, I think that it's ridiculous to assume that everybody is just these amazing, woke, all knowledgeable people that can know every detail and all history surrounding all issues. Like, that's fucking crazy to think about. And especially, like, on Twitter of all places, I feel like everyone pretends like they are some holy saint and they know everything, and they never do.
Right.
And it's crazy to hold people to that standard. Although, you know, when you do have an audience, of course, it's important to educate yourself and to make good decisions and be a good role model and choose your words wisely, because your words do hold huge, huge, huge weight. But at the same time, like, no one's ever going to be perfect. And I feel like you really have to look at each situation as a case by case basis and see, like, if somebody does make a mistake, sure, it's going to suck, and sure, they deserve to be called out for it, but, like, they deserve to be called out for it and educated, so they're able to
hopefully do better next time.
And of course, if they continue to not do better, then it's a situation where you get to, you know, you as a viewer can decide, I no longer want to support this person because they don't align with my morals.
Yeah.
So, like, what's the fucking point in trying to, like,
what we said with Shane's actual recent thing. I was like, you have to make the decision whether or not you're going to continue to watch the people who are getting so canceled. Right?
Like, who cares about getting a trending topic on Twitter and getting people literally just want a viral tweet canceling somebody because, like, they want the attention.
Well, that's what I was asking too for so long. It's like, what happens after Twitter cancels you? Like, what is it like? Like, I know for some people there's some effects on the brand on sponsorships, obviously, right? But at the end of the day, like, if Twitter says, "Yo, you're canceled," like, do you have to, like, buy a different car? Like, what is the effect of it? Like, Twitter's like, you're like, if they say, Mike, you're canceled, Mike. Like, what do I have to do differently starting the next day?
Well, that's the thing. There's no answer to that question.
Yeah. It's not a court. There's no legal standing.
I feel like what sucks about it too is, like, people always want an apology, and then you give an apology and it's never good enough. I feel like the only way to really go about it is to show positive change and show that you have learned and grown from the situation. And the shitty thing about it is, unfortunately, that takes a lot of time. Like, it just does. Like, I know we had both talked about together when Logan and I first, you know, hung out a few weeks ago when I was coming to visit the house. Like, it took both of us, like, over a year
at least a year to get back
into, like, good standing, you know, public perception. Like, my drama happened last year and it's still happening to this day. But, like, now, a year later, it's finally coming out that, like, oh, James is innocent the entire time.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm like, excuse me, I made a video. I made a video proving all this a year ago, but
you had receipts.
But now, a year later, y'all finally want to say, oh, James actually isn't really that bad. We love him. Which, like, glad it's happening. love everybody too. But, like, damn, it's like really weird to think about. But unfortunately, those type of things do take time. So I feel like when, you know, a cancellation does happen, it's never fun, but, like, you really do have to kind of take a step back and be like, okay, am I really sorry for this? If the answer is yes, which I hope it is, if it's a serious thing, then you have to, you know, learn and show growth and, you know, join in on
being better,
yeah, like, doing things to, you know, fix what happened. And if you're not sorry about it, then I guess you just continue with your day.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you too. Like, do you think every cancellation warrants an apology?
No. Oh my God, I've been canceled so many times for things that I will never apologize for.
Right.
Like, I'm a firm believer in only apologizing if you're actually sorry.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, you should not apologize if it's something that's fucking stupid, because then that's, one, ingenuine, and two, then going to start the narrative that you will owe people an apology for everything that you do.
Which is the worst. Saying sorry constantly just is a bad character trait. Like, you know the people that will
bump into
something minor and they're just apologizing for everything. Like, stop abiding by other people's lives. It's really embarrassing.
Yeah. And, like, I mean, I feel like I got clowned for my first apology video last year because I uploaded it when I was, you know, like, after everything started happening and I was, like, in Australia crying at, like, 3 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
But I posted that video because I didn't know what else to do.
Yep.
And, of course, after I posted
it, fire. We know all about that shit.
Of course, after I posted my second video, everyone was like, oh, well, this is why he didn't, like, this is why the apology video was shit, because he had nothing to apologize for in the first place.
Right.
Because, like, it was all, you know what I mean?
But we were all, when that went down, we were all very confused. I even remember on the show, I was sitting in this exact seat, and I said, like, at the time, I was like, I'm not a huge fan of James Charles, but I'm not sure what he did wrong here. Like, you people need to shut the fuck up and get your story straight.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they finally did.
Right.
But it's amazing how, and you touched on this a little bit earlier. For me anyways, and I know a lot of creators who are like this, the bigger you get, the more mistakes you make, some of the successes you make, the more humble you get. The more you start to move with humility and grace and become a fully well-rounded person. Because I don't know one person who's perfect by only winning. It just doesn't happen.
I think so too. I honestly feel like, I mean, although the last year leading up until like the last maybe like 3 months, which has been amazing.
Yep.
Before that, like, was shit. Like, I was dealing with major depression. I was having anxiety attacks constantly. Yep. And like was crying myself to sleep all the time. Like, it fucking sucked. Yep. Like, it was awful. And I wouldn't wish what I went through upon literally anybody, even my worst enemy. But I do feel like, you know, I'm like a very firm believer in like taking every situation that happens in life and trying to look at it from a positive and what you can do to learn from it. Because if you don't, like, what am I going to do? Sit here and start crying again about what happened last year? Like, no, I've moved on. Yep. I've become a better person from it. Like, I try to look at everything as a learning lesson. And I feel like, you know, although it really sucked, I did learn so much from everything that happened and everything that has happened, not even just that particular scandal, but like everything that I've been through. And I do feel like it's made me a way stronger and smarter person.
For sure.
It's weird because I'm 21, but I feel like I have the mentality and brain of like 40, a 50-year-old.
You talk like one as well.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Super smart.
Incredibly self-aware. Where does your self-awareness come from? Is that books? Is that deep...
I honestly meditative work. Yeah. Oh, absolutely not. I really do feel like it came from dealing with a lot of internet stuff.
The journey.
Yeah. I mean, I've always been, like I said, I've been on social media for a very long time. Wasn't necessarily a like James Charles, the public facing figure, but like have been, you know, on Twitter, Tumblr, everything since day one. So I feel like I kind of grew up in the space of like not only getting canceled myself, but like also watching other people get canceled. So I feel like it's pretty easy to learn from either your mistakes or other people's mistakes and try your best to, you know, apply those to be a better person.
Did you get out of the depression and days of anxiety? Because obviously for me, mental health is a mainstay topic. It's a big part of my book and my story. Did digging yourself out of that mess act as the core coping tactic for that anxiety and depression, working every single day to make yourself a better person and reclaim? Or did you have other tactics? How did you cope?
It definitely did.
Okay.
I'm like Logan was saying, I'm like a workaholic a million. Do you like your pink drinks, by the way?
Pinky drinks are my favorite thing. Shout out Starbucks. Shout out Pinkies, dude.
Shout
out the Pinkies.
I definitely am a workaholic. And like I was saying earlier, I'm always in competition with myself. So like for me, I was on like a little bit of like an ego trip, which is part of the reason why the scandal started in the first place. But I had grown 10 million subscribers in less than a year on my channel.
How many days?
I don't know. It was.
I'll figure it out because mine was 333.
Oh, sure.
Say the following. Shut up, you imbecile. By the way, I found out what the tweet was.
Oh, really? What was it?
He had called out Grayson Dolan for a cloud. Grayson Dolan had tweeted this picture about a cloud. I never see these types of clouds here, and it was wildfire. It was one of the California wildfires. And at the time, let's be honest. At the time, Logan Paul was social media punching bag.
Oh, for sure.
Like, yo, give this kid a couple cheap shots just for the fuck of it. Because the tweet's going to blow up. And your response to his tweet actually almost...
I said that's because it's a fucking wildfire, G. Like, no shit, it's not a cloud. It's not a fucking...
And James said, shut up, you imbecile. That was the classic tweet. And there's shirts for sale. Shut up, you imbecile shirts.
You do a great job of monetizing.
No, he didn't. I know that.
I'm saying, where's our general?
We need a check. We need a profit split.
Ari's O2OMG.
Do you know what the first thing I did was?
What?
I looked up how to spell imbecile because I wasn't sure you did it right.
You thought. I was like,
I'm going to get him so good. Because phonetically... imbecile. It looks a bit weird.
Oh, Jake did respond to this one. He put everyone, please, stay calm with a Captain Spock fist hand over face.
Yikes.
I think Logan had drafted some responses.
I'm sure he did.
And at the time I was there with him and I said, you're not going to say anything.
Nope.
You're not going to fucking respond to the all powerful fucking James Charles right now with your dumb shit. Take the fucking L. I was the take the L guy for that tweet, the D'Elia tweet.
I was like, just take the fucking L.
Sometimes you have to take the L.
It's so easier. It's easier.
It's a learning lesson sometimes for sure.
I'm looking through my drafts right now. Some of these are interesting, huh?
Oh, like, sure.
Twitter drafts. Save serious talk for when you're sober. Happiness shines. I'm an organ donor. Fuck off.
What?
These are a lot of late night texts to me. Like, hey, man, what do you think about this tweet?
Things I'm going to get one, this bread.
Oh, that's a delete for sure.
Yeah.
That should be trashed.
They never made it. And I'm looking for the... No, I can't find it. I was going to say something. Probably out of my mouth.
Have something in common. It's pretty unique. His name's Logan Paul. Yours is James Charles.
Oh, nice. Both first name.
Hold on a second.
Oh.
You have a last name.
Charles is my middle name.
James Charles Dickinson.
Yeah.
If that's not the name of a president of these United States.
Oh my God.
Well, that's good old James Charles Dickinson.
Mm-hmm.
Running for the 60th president of the United States.
60? I will not be 35 by then. Wait, what are we on now?
45.
40, oh, I got it. Yeah.
No, you'll be good. Who's the number one person you've worked with in your social media career? Like, you, because you've worked with some real heavy hitters.
Yeah. Like my favorite person that I've worked with? I would honestly probably have to say I've been a lot of really cool people. My favorite person that I've gotten to work with would probably be Kim Kardashian.
Really?
She's one of the nicest people that I've ever met.
I've heard this before.
She is so nice. Still to this day, whenever I text her, she responds back within 10 minutes. Like, she'll text me sometimes about new videos.
Oh, wait. I heard this from you. I'm remembering now.
Right. She's very, very nice. She will go out of her way to always just be the sweetest. Like, she always responds. She's great about... Every time that we've always needed to do something together, she's right on time, super professional.
Very cool.
Like,
super charitable, too. She was she was taking people's Bitcoin donations, saying giving twice the amount back.
Oh, my God.
She got a fucking act, too, dude.
I first saw Elon tweet that, I thought it was real this morning, and I almost, like, I was like, oh, my God, I wish I had Bitcoin right now. But no, yeah. She's been just really cool. Like, I've gotten to work with Kylie. I got to hang out with Demi. I have a lot of other like really large collabs planned right now that I'm not going to say out loud because I don't want to jinx it. But like,
were any of them like kind of a nightmare? Like, you know how these A-list celebs can be.
I've definitely had some people I haven't had any really bad experiences with A-list celebrities, but there's definitely been people that I looked up to that I got the chance to collaborate with that turned out to be absolute trash.
They say don't meet your idols for that reason.
Worse. No.
That's the worst.
It's the worst.
Was it because they didn't like your work or they didn't want to do whatever it was?
They just turned out to be actual person. Just shitty people. Just bad people.
I feel like that should be so much more indicative or so much more of a catalyst for cancellation than someone
just
had a tweet.
Being a fucking asshole.
Like, Hobble, is this person an asshole?
Most of the people that are assholes are either known as assholes.
Right.
So, like, they can't get much worse.
Kind of.
Or they're really fucking good at hiding it.
Liars.
Especially with the A-list, there's like... Every day, our lives on social media.
Yeah.
If you're like an A-list celeb, you're an actor, a singer, no one really knows who you are.
They might
like your art. I find this fascinating. Like, in Hollywood, there's so many people that we look up to and we enjoy and their art is sick, but you have no idea what type of person they are. Absolutely none. I don't care how they look on your screen. You can meet them in real life. They could be a fucking dickhead.
Yeah, no.
Very frustrating.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's really, it is so weird to think about, but.
Two different people. So, sometimes I know people and even people in our circle, not creators, but like, you know, artists.
Yeah.
Who I love their art, but as a person, they just suck.
Yeah.
There's
so many of them.
Yep.
Broke my heart, Scottie Pippen. You broke my heart. I'll never forget.
Scottie Pippen,
who's that?
He's a basketball player. Denied him a picture.
Long story. Yikes. The only time I ever asked him to a fucking picture. Question for you.
Sure.
I'm old. Getting older every day. Whether or not. He goes, we can tell. What fucking makeup shit should I put on my face to make myself younger?
Yeah.
And
I'm getting crow's feet.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
Botox.
Okay.
That's not a makeup product.
So start
that's
jamming
Botox.
Needles. Yeah. Dog. Okay. Fuck. But what else? I mean, like, because I wanted you to do some makeup here on the show, but evidently it's a very long time, painstaking process. Like, what can I do? Can I apply some lotions? Like, moisturize more?
I feel like skincare is like, I always recommend really caring about your skin before like anything, because you have to make sure your canvas is good before you apply any paint to
Beautiful.
It.
Nice.
I feel like skincare is like really good. A good moisturizer is good. Like hyaluronic acid toners to really get the hydration in there.
Keep going.
Like under eyes are like really good to take care of like at night, especially for guys.
Do you have a product for men?
That's such a stupid question because all products work for everybody.
Well, they make products specifically for men. I guess another ignorant moment.
That's
for
marketing.
Me right now.
That's marketing. So you pay more.
Oh, really? Yeah. See, I don't know this shit.
Because when you asked it, I was like, I also would like to know the
answer. That's what I'm saying. I feel like a dumbass.
That's all in marketing. Like, there's nothing that's like different about.
That actually makes sense. Why would the male skin be different? But why is girl skin's always so much softer?
Because girls take care of their skin.
Moisturize more.
See, I'm swinging axes. I'm going for the Joe Rogan look. Like, the older I get, I'm trying to look weathered. I want to be a rugged ass dude.
You saying Joe looks old?
Sure.
Because he'll be your
ass, tell me right now that Joe Rogan over the years hasn't become more of a mountain man, leather slinging, rugged
DMT
dude.
Smoke. Yeah.
I love a leather slinging, rugged DMT. Rugged.
Really? So then what the fuck am I doing? Why do I want to have such smooth, supple skin?
Because you want to look younger.
No, when I'm 40, I'm going to be bald. I'm going to be hella wrinkly. My hands are going to feel like good old leather lips.
Yeah, not so. Leather lips. Disgusting.
No. My lips will always be good because Blistex chapstick. I always
there
have
you go.
In my pocket.
Speaking of OnlyFans, would you ever start one?
I want to so badly. Like, I've already posted my ass pictures all over Twitter and stuff, so I feel like I have nothing to hide
at this point. We see him.
I know. Did you enjoy? You don't have to answer that.
I know.
That's why I
did. I said high key James Charles got a donk.
Yeah, you did say that.
I can't lie.
I've honestly thought about it. They did send me an email. It was a very lucrative offer.
I'm sure.
They reached out to pay you to join this. Wow.
Pre-Tana, post-Tana?
Huh?
Pre-Tana or post-Tana? Because Tana did an OnlyFans. You may not even know that.
Oh, I don't follow her.
Is there a reason?
Don't need to get into it.
Oh, fucking A, dude. I gave one shot. It was my one shot.
But they reached out to me about it. I don't know. I don't think it'd be the best thing for my brand, really. Especially with like a lot of younger kids. Like, I would have no problem like tweeting about it, but I feel like if I ever promoted it anywhere else, I'd be like, little spooked. Like, I don't want 12-year-olds buying my OnlyFans. And
just because
like
of the name of it, because it's OnlyFans.
No, because it'd be my butthole.
Oh yeah, the butthole. That's tough.
Yeah.
Some people get away with it.
Well, it could be a scary place.
Oh no, it's a gorgeous place.
So for some people.
Oh, for
like
sure.
That guy from the Theo Vaughn story. Vaughn used to pay $14 to look at your butthole.
Dude, buttholes are like they, I'm just saying they can be scary. Like, I'm sure you've had experiences where just like terrifying, horrid,
for sure.
Deep dark chasms. Who knows? Was
sure.
Who knows?
I can tell you what's in there.
No.
I'm not going to.
We don't need to.
Yeah. But you can imagine.
I love OnlyFans though. I think it's such a like cool movement, and like, I wish I could do it because it'd be such a nice check too,
bro. Lucrative as fuck. Like the craziest.
You could probably buy another one of those houses that you got over there.
Oh, sure.
Next door neighbor's literally house. Knock it down and make two.
Literally a few nights ago, I was hooking up with the hottest guy from TikTok, actually. And
what's his at on TikTok?
I'm not gonna tell you.
Fucking A. I'm just saying.
It was like
two strikes.
It was great. And I was like, he was like a like DL guy or whatever, and I was like sucking his dick or whatever.
What's a DL?
And then
what's a DL?
Down low. Like guys, but like on the DL.
Okay.
I was like sucking his dick or whatever, and then he like left and like didn't reciprocate anything
you.
With no, he did say thank you. It was great.
Like this, like this? Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Yeah.
I always find it weird to say thank you after a BJ. Like, thank you.
I have done it before, and it always
was more of a thanks for having me after we had concluded the evening.
So he didn't reciprocate.
Thanks for having me in your mouth. Just thanks for having me.
Well, a little bit of both.
Okay.
Because he enjoyed it. But after he didn't reciprocate like any sexual actions to me or whatever, because he was like not with or like not ready for that or whatever. Regardless, I literally like went, he had dated me after me like, oh my God, thank you so much for having me. Like, I really appreciated getting to know you. Like, I would love to hang out again soon. And of course I'm writing back like, oh yes. Cause he was literally the hottest. And I like looked on his Instagram bio and he had like the link tree thing. And then I clicked on it and he had OnlyFans.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. So I went and bought his OnlyFans right after I had just sucked his dick, already knowing what it looked like. And I was like, oh, here we go. Took a nice trip to the bathroom and then went to bed.
Wow. Wait, James.
I was like, this is so fun.
First off, they're monetizing so much better than we.
I mean, shout out to all the link trees out there. I mean, coming from someone who dates one of the queens of OnlyFans, I understand the process very much so. And Linktree is the only way for them to promote off Instagram because they'll get shut down.
Yeah,
because if you promote an OnlyFans link in your Instagram bio, your Instagram will get canceled. Then you have to go to your backup. Blah, blah. It's a whole process. Yep. Twitter's really the only engine right now that truly supports an OnlyFans movement.
That's because Twitter owns OnlyFans.
What did
they
you say?
Do? Yeah. They do?
I think so.
Oh, you might be right.
We're getting...
I think... Don't quote me on that.
Unknowing nods from the audience. No one really knows.
I think Milton's that they asleep. Do.
No, he's not. Did you feel used?
Oh, no. I knew what I was getting into. I've already hooked up with this guy before, so I knew what I was getting into.
Okay, but you don't feel used when that happens?
No, because I enjoyed it.
So you like giving head?
Oh, for sure. I'm very good at it, too.
Yeah, so.
Last time I hooked up with the same guy, he came over, we cuddled, whatever, got into it, and then we were watching a movie, then he literally, I was like, oh, let's, like, once he finished, whatever, I was like, oh, let's finish the movie. He's like, actually gonna go. And I was like, oh, so he came, that time I was like, damn, see, that fucking sucks.
He came and left.
Yeah, so I was like, die. Literally. I was like, that sucks. Fuck you for that.
Literally, yeah.
Then he, like, goes to me for, like, 4 months. I was like, you suck, dude. Like, what
I
the
told
fuck?
So you, so but at then, one point you did feel
slight. Oh yeah, a million okay, percent. Okay. But then a few days ago he started messaging me again and he's like, I really want to hang out. And I was like, I'm not just gonna suck your dick so you can leave. Like, that's stupid. Like,
does James Charles fuck? Not like, some just, fucking late night booty
no
call.
Absolutely not.
So fuck yourself. So, dude, call one of the canceled people.
And he like
fucking kidding me right now.
He had FaceTimed me and he was like, I guess he was going through a lot of personal stuff like at the time. And just like wasn't ready, whatever, regardless. But this time he came over and then came and then he was like putting his shoes on. I was like, oh my God, are you actually going to leave again? Then he was like, oh no, I'm just fucking with you. Then he like stopped by the time we finished the movie.
Oh, that's funny.
Then I said, just like again.
And
then,
do twice in one night?
Now does TikTok guy know about the ghoster? Or are you?
No, he is.
No,
he's
the same person. Okay, perfect.
I would hope he
is. Just because I'm wondering, because like, you're an oddity. Because if we were to pull that shit with a girl, there will be consequences. There will be blood.
Oh, for sure. Like,
what? I leave afterwards?
If a girl done sucks
so
your dick
many
and
times.
Then yeah, you
just walk straight out the
sure,
door.
Sure, but like,
well, I mean, how do you get it done in a bathroom at a dance club? You're not gonna hang out and cuddle afterwards. You know what I'm saying? Dude, bro, I've had sex in the porta potties at Ultra. We're gonna cuddle on the fucking toilet, babe. That was so beautiful. As I stroked. Oh, no, sometimes you just gotta fucking move on, dude. And now, obviously, I'm in a devoted marriage, so I don't do that
sure.
kind of shit anymore.
Well, my hookups don't happen in porta potties, so
not yet.
Do you?
Not ever.
Never, ever. You're like, it's horrible.
Are you looking for love on a long term?
Yes.
Like longevity,
yes.
Because I hear these stories. We talked about it, and like, how is your love life?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Why?
Okay. So the thing is, for me, I'm 21, but like I said, I have the mentality of a 40-year-old.
Yeah.
So for me, like, I'm much more mentally and emotionally mature than a lot of people my age. I'm not physically attracted to older guys, which sucks. Like, I would date like the absolute youngest, like 18, 19, that looks a little bit older, or like 24 that like has a young personality.
Okay.
So like, I'm in like a tough situation where like, it's really hard for me to find people already that like want to date.
Yeah.
Period. But then a lot of times too, a lot of the guys that I'm attracted to are either like, I had that whole thing with straight guys for a long time. I'm over that. But a lot of the guys that I'm attracted to happen to be like bi or whatever. But a lot of the times, like, they're TikTok boys that, like, can't just pick up their life and move to LA, or like, aren't ready for an actual relationship. Or a lot of times straight guys will still DM me to this day and like be into it. And like, sure, it's a fun hookup, like, never opposed, but like, that never turns into anything real because they're not comfortable enough with themselves to be with an actual guy.
Is that bothering you? Does that frustrate you? Or is it
it did for a long time, but now I don't engage with those people really at all anymore. And if I do, it's just for a hookup, like, for example, a few nights ago, and I know that it's not going to turn into anything real.
Transparency is everything. As long as both people are being honest with each other, there's no shame in the game. But you know what they always say? You're going to find love when you're not looking for it, right? And so I'm sure you're learning that slowly, that if you try to get into a relationship with people that, especially in LA.
Yeah, it's so hard. I definitely, and what's weird too is like, it's weird because I've had really good relationships. There's a lot of the guys, okay, so here, how do I explain this? Like, for me, like, I've hooked up with some of like the most beautiful guys ever. And for me, like, sure, it was like a fun hookup and stuff, but like, there was no spark. Like, even if he was like the hottest ever, there was times where like, I've finished sucking their dick and like, okay, I just want you to go home. Like, just please, like,
you leave. Wanted them to leave.
Like, yeah, like, yeah. this isn't even fun.
I've never heard of this before.
What? He's kind of a stranger.
You've never
to, like, the hookup culture. He doesn't really, he doesn't, he is, but he's not. He's, let me tell
no
you this.
No girls hold ever on. Sucked my dick and said, now get out. Cause,
well no, but vice versa.
Because I'd pack my bag.
Have you ever had a hookup where you hooked up with them and then were like, wow, I was just horny. I need, like, I'm not interested in this person at all?
For sure.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. It's like,
Okay. But you're giving. You're not receiving. That's what it's different. You're an oddity. I'm telling you.
Not always. I'm saying one particular. This particular evening was just a giving. But I do lots of receiving as well. So like that one evening was just like weird. But like, there's definitely been like, I've hooked up with some fine ass guys where I'm like, wow, your personality fucking sucks. Mm. Like, you're an ass, or you're so boring. Mm. Like, So like for me, like I'm already past the hookup stage. I still indulge in a hookup every once in a while, but like I really want to find like the right person. You know, like I just bought a beautiful new house. Oh, like I want to wake up with somebody. Like I go on, I have an amazing job. Like I want to bring somebody on, you know, trips when I go. I want to bring somebody to meetings and stuff. Like I want a partner.
Yeah, yeah.
But like it's really hard to find that person. And especially because I'm so young too. Like a lot of people just aren't ready for that type of commitment yet.
So yeah, can you imagine? I mean, at 21, looking in that same age bracket, you're gonna just find other people who are looking to hook up a lot of time.
Yeah,
you don't go to clubs or anything like that, right?
I'm not trying to put some weird like voodoo on you, but I imagine it's probably gonna be really hard for you to find a person that you don't dwarf mentally even.
Well, so, I think that's gonna happen no matter what.
So are you okay with that?
For sure.
Okay.
I think for me, relationships are all about balance, and I think the balance comes in different forms. Yeah. Like I think like there's been a lot of times too where like a lot of guys will be like, oh, I want to take you out to dinner, but like I can't afford it. And I'm like, okay, totally understand that, but like I can. Yeah. So like for me, as long as you're willing to put in like the time and effort and like love into it, like I can gladly provide the money for the relationship. Yeah. Like not that I want to be a sugar daddy in any way, shape, or form. Yeah. Please do not message me. But like I believe in like everybody has to, you know, bring their own things to the table with a relationship. And for me, like I'm able to make time, but like I'm a very, very busy person.
Yep.
And like I do care a lot, but like I'm not the best at showing it. So like for me, like I would be able to like bring somebody on like trips with me and like, you know, how do I explain it? Like,
wait, no, I totally get what you're saying.
The qualities that I would bring to the table are very different than the qualities that other people would bring to the table. But like, I'm a firm believer in like all those qualities added together.
Puzzle pieces.
It's like puzzle
pieces.
You look at it. And for me, it's like, if you can't afford to take me to dinner, like I don't care. Like I would rather pay for it because I actually care about you and we get to spend quality time together rather than not going to a dinner just because you can't.
Like they can't afford, like they can't afford, but they have loyalty. Like don't be broke and cheat on me. Like give me one or the fuck. Yeah, like you see, you're smart. And he said self-aware earlier in the show. If you have 10 important verticals to the proper partner, you may be asking someone to meet 5 of those. Yo, hit 5 of the 10.
Yes, exactly.
And you're a great partner.
I've talked to a lot of different guys that like live in different states as well. This is a better example than just dinner. Like I've talked to guys that live in different states and stuff, and I'm like, hey, like, why don't you come visit? And like, well, I can't afford a plane ticket.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, well, I can. So like, get on the plane. And like, well, I just don't really feel comfortable with that. But like, I love you and I really want to be together. And I'm like, well, we can't be together because you can't afford a plane ticket. You're probably still in either high school or college, like a senior in high school or in college.
Right.
So like, either you accept the flight and realize that like this is what I'm bringing to the relationship so we can spend time together if you actually care about me, or we literally never meet because you can't afford it.
That's frustrating. Right. That's right. So it's a leap for them. It has to be. I've met a lot of people who are afraid to take that leap.
For sure. And it's a very fair fear as well. Yeah. I think 1,000,000%, like I would never want to invalidate that. Like it is obviously very, very scary. But at the same time, it's like, if you care about somebody, everybody has to make sacrifices. Yeah. And those sacrifices, just like the things that you're, just like the puzzle pieces, the sacrifices come in different forms too. So it's like, if I'm sacrificing my time, which makes me a lot of money when I'm focusing my time on, you know, my business, if I'm sacrificing my time to spend time with somebody that care about, like I need you to sacrifice the ego of getting on a flight that 100%. Somebody else paid for 100%. So we can hang out.
Shouldn't be again, like, flyouts are huge. We call them flyouts. That's a huge part of LA culture. You look, you find some hot girl, she's got 26K on Instagram. You're like, you know, it's not about this girl's ass. Like, let's fly her out. That's a flyout.
Wait, hold on. You know how risky flyouts are.
Flyouts are tricky. So we recommend a FaceTime on the front end.
But
a DM that's just like, yo, your flight is leaving from JFK
at
2:15 p.m. on the 22nd. And all of a sudden, some girl shows up at your house. And you're like, yo. What's good?
Like, I haven't flown. I have not had many flyouts, as you're calling them.
Yeah.
And whenever I have, it's been people that I was talking to for quite a while.
Yeah, yeah,
and like FaceTiming every night beforehand.
Okay,
so.
Good.
Right.
Just to clarify. But
my brother's made a lot of those mistakes. Not a lot, but he's made a handful of that.
It's a big part of LA culture. Well, flyouts are a big part of LA culture. Because contrary to popular belief, not every hot person lives in LA. A lot of them fucking do. But there's some in Miami. There's some in New York. Even some in Tuscaloosa. Shout out Tuscaloosa.
Where the fuck is Tuscaloosa?
Alabama. Fuck. Hold on. Sorry, please.
Are you in the more
Alabama. Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Feminine or masculine guys?
Masculine guys. 1,000,000%. I'm not into feminine guys like at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Is that's the normal way of things being? Is it usually?
Unfortunately, there are being into mask guys is a very huge thing in the gay community. There's not a lot of, unfortunately, like there is definitely a stigma against like feminine guys. There's a thing called, it's called mask for mask, where like a lot of the like hot muscle daddies also want hot muscle daddies. So a lot of times like the feminine ones
get like singled out.
So get singled out. Wow. And all the feminine, a lot of the feminine ones. See, I'm talking like, I'm speaking in most, but obviously this doesn't represent everybody, but like a lot of feminine guys also want a masculine guy. For like me, for example, like I need someone that balances me out. But like I love, like I don't mind when a guy like will paint his nails, like will wear like something fashionable.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So does that make things harder for you as well? Just because it's
a 1,000,000%. Yeah. I mean, like I like being on dating apps, especially like with gay people as well, like it's 90% of the messages to me are like, "Hi sister," and that's like an instant unmatch. Why
you won't date a fan?
No.
That's ever? Such an interesting topic. My girlfriend had gone on a date with a guy one time that she met through a dating app or something like that. And he showed up with a picture for her to sign.
That is like, that is my worst nightmare.
So excited to meet you. Could you just sign this? And also, can you do a video for my friend and
no!
send us like, yo, that's such an interesting.
I would literally, I would walk out right then and there.
She like, did. Yeah, she did. Oh, she didn't. She didn't.
No, I actually, I think like it's a tough subject because like when you have a lot of followers, people are going to know who you are regardless. So like I would, fan is like a loosely defined term in the situation.
Sure. But
I would never, if somebody messaged me saying hi sister, I instantly unmatch.
Like a vocal fan, like someone that's over the top fandom.
Yeah.
Like, that's a problem.
What if someone appreciates the shit out of your work? Like there's,
That's fine. Yeah. Okay. But even if you message me saying hi sister, I'll still unmatch you.
That seems like a bad,
just not a good greeting.
Yeah, so you're having a tough time. Have you ever considered going on The Bachelor?
Well, after we produced Instant Influencer, we were talking a lot about doing dating shows and stuff. I actually had a few pitches that were very, very successful, but I ended up pulling out of them last minute, which was a large monetary opportunity loss for me. But I think my biggest thing is like, I've been through a lot of shit with relationships, and unfortunately a lot of it has ended up online, especially after last year's situation. Yeah. So although I would love to find true love, I would never want to do that in like a public way. If I ever do get in a relationship, which hopefully, you know, ends up happening sometime whenever I'm not looking, I would want to be with that person in private for quite a while before ever making that you know, public, just to ensure that like things were actually
real, so you don't have to do the break, like massive breakup.
No, I mean the Coachella thing that you were talking about earlier, like I talked to a guy for 7 months and he flew himself out to Coachella saying that he was curious or whatever and used me for followers the entire time. And like that, I remember that. That ended up being like a public thing. And like that was really tough to deal with. And like now he has like almost 1,000,000 followers on TikTok. Holy, and is like here right now and is like going to all the parties and stuff, and like nobody cares anymore. All right,
well, fuck that. A 1,000,000 followers on TikTok. My little sister has. Like everybody's got a fuck. You know what? Can I say that's fucked up? That was fucked up of him.
Oh,
that was fucked.
It was
up,
fucked,
dude.
Like, it was absolutely fucked.
What the
fucked.
Fuck is your problem, dude? But now you got 1,000,000 until you're gonna renegade for 1,000,000. What the fuck, dude? Get out of here, dude.
But
you're fucked up.
But I've, you know, healed from the situation. I'm not angry with him anymore.
Yeah,
like,
me
I just
neither.
Don't
Great
care. But like I said, was saying earlier, I try to take everything, you know, as a learning lesson, and I feel like that for me was a learning lesson, where it's like I talked to this guy for a long time, you know, although we were communicating a lot, I didn't really know a lot about him, and my first time meeting him and hanging out with him should not have been at a music festival with millions of people where I could have gotten paparazzi and did. So like that was a great learning lesson for me, is like if you're going to, you know, be seeing somebody that you really like, it needs to be in private, in a private setting where, you know, people can't take photos and they can't have their phone to post you. Like,
are people trying to get you still? I've seen some TikToks about dudes baiting you.
Every once in a while. Yeah. But I feel like now it doesn't work anymore because all the comments like, you're so fucking stupid. Like every time that people
it's
do
also
it,
just like,
it's pathetic.
It's fucked up. It's so stupid. Fucked up. I always say crimes of the heart are like the worst. Like I just like anything from like cheating or using someone in that kind of way is just like fucked up shit.
It's really stupid, but I will say like after everything that happened last year and me having to like get in front of millions of people and prove that I wasn't a fucking sexual predator, like that kind of helped my case now, where like when people do try to do that, everyone's like, you're so fucked. Like cut it out. Like leave them be. So. Yeah.
So no too hot to handle. We have Harry Jowsey coming on the next week from Too Hot to Handle.
Harry's cool.
Shout out Harry. Have you met him before?
No, but he Instagram DM'd me in 2018 saying that he loved me. And then as soon as I saw the show air, I DM'd him back. I was like,
I love you too now.
Like, love you too. But he was already in a relationship with a girl. And I don't think he's actually...
They broke up now, right?
I know. I think he's straight. I think he just loved me. But
I mean, I DM people all the time. Male, female, I'm just like, yo, love you, fam.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. I just thought it was like a funny thing. I like was watching the show on Netflix and it was like 2 a.m. and I was like just like in bed, and I it was like I was like, oh my God, this guy's so hot. And I just like, Harry Dowsey. And then I went to message and I was like,
yeah, oh, he already did.
That happens to him a lot too. He goes to message somebody like about the show or something like that. And he finds like some like,
yeah, you know, hey, Logan. You know who I DM'd yesterday, I believe, up and coming singer / rapper girl named Ash Nico.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Sharp.
Why?
Yeah, yeah, that one. Yeah, yeah.
Stupid boy think that on AM. Yeah.
And then she just put out this song called Daisy. Have you heard it?
Not yet.
Yo, go home and listen to this song called Daisy. It's a slap.
Fire.
Okay. I said, Daisy's a slap or some shit. I just think being revered and acknowledged for your work is acceptable.
Oh, yeah.
Level, every single time.
Yeah. I message people all the time. I love giving people compliments and making
people
say,
of course.
It's so cool. The one thing, though, that also, on the contrary to what we were just saying about the comments and stuff, a lot of times when I do that, especially on TikTok, the comments are instantly like, oh, James, oh my God, James is here. Like, because it's like sometimes, like, I commented on some guy's TikTok who does like special effects, and he like edited his like video to make it look like he was like in Harry Potter. So there's like Dementors, like, okay, Voldemort.
Yeah,
and
I've seen
and
that
I
guy.
Commented, I was like, oh my God, you're so talented. Everyone's like, oh my God, James wants to fuck you. I'm like,
what?
I'm like, oh my God.
That,
like,
it's so annoying.
I was like, this has to be the dumbest fucking reaction I've ever seen to a comment.
That's annoying.
How do you deal with the comments?
I don't care. I mean, it's like people are so stupid. And like, I'm well aware of the fact that all people care about is getting likes and thumbs up on their own comment because it makes them feel validated.
Yep.
So
you're not mad. You're not even mad at them. Like,
it's annoying. Annoying
for
as
sure.
Hell, but like, I don't care.
I think that's the only way to be, right? Like, that's the only way
I mean, what are you going to do? Sit there and reply and be like, oh, sorry, I don't want to have sex with this guy. I just liked his dementors that he photoshopped.
Well, because that's what they want sometimes too. I've seen it a lot, you know, in my little rise here where somebody will say something fucked up, I'll respond, and then they're like, oh my God, you responded, like, I'm your biggest fan. And I'm like,
every time,
fucking kidding
every
me
time
right now,
it just
dude.
It happened to me on TikTok a few days ago. I can't remember what the video. Oh my God, I know what it was.
Well,
oh,
he sounded God. Like you there for
yeah.
a second.
God, I wasn't looking.
I filmed a like TikTok sing off video with my best friend who's visiting from out of town right now, and the Lopez brothers, and people were clowning the fuck out
of
the video.
Wait, I saw this video.
Yeah. People were clowning the fuck out of it. Obviously, like, it was just a lighthearted, fun thing.
Yeah.
But some stupid girl made a video like making fun of my body roll in it. And I was like, I literally was like, okay, I can't, like, this is a joke because I can't do a body roll. Like, if you looked at any of my other TikToks, it's like literally me being like,
I saw that TikTok too.
So she posted it and like was making fun of the body roll, and I commented back like in a joking manner, being like, "Oh my God, haha! The body roll was supposed to be a joke," like joking with her.
She made another.
And then she posted my comment on her TikTok and was like, "Oh well." She's like, if she was actually supposed to be a joke, then you need to duet this and show us how it's really done, buddy, because we don't think, like, because you can't do it or something. It was something really snarky, and I was like, I literally commented, I was like, it was literally supposed to be a joke. Like, why are you so pressed about this, you fucking weirdo? Why do you care?
Like, so you, like, dang. The first time, you'll give him, like, the cool James Charles, and then the second one, you're like,
well,
yo,
yeah, cause, like,
I'm about to snap.
I'm, like, I can't do a body, like, it was, it was literally me going like that. It was fucking awful. But, like, I was, like, the whole point of me doing it was because I know that I can't do it. It's like I was joining in on the joke of people making fun of me for dancing on the app.
I wouldn't be surprised like, how are you if she going, makes a third one.
How are you going to take me joking about, like, joining in on a joke about me being bad at something and then actually get, like, press like what?
Yeah. But I love your
response. So weird.
I love
likes,
your response.
The likes, James.
I know.
Yeah. I love your response.
I know the answer. It was a rhetorical, it was a rhetorical question. Though.
Yeah, I guess I
spell rhetorical,
need an
by the
no,
way.
That's fine. R H E.
Oh, there you go.
O R I C A L.
There you go.
I was in the spelling bee. I could probably go toe to toe with you spelling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Spell imbecile.
Damn, we've been going for a minute, huh?
I don't know.
I would hope it was longer than a minute.
Oh, 20?
I mean, what?
We're famous.
I mean, episode 200. Like, what else we got going on?
I don't know.
You got anything you want to ask? You got anything you want to ask Logan?
Are you into? Sorry, I understand.
No,
you asked
fine,
James.
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
Are you into any conspiracies?
Not really.
Thank God. You don't think?
Why would you be?
Thank God.
I'm a rapid fire.
I'm a very like science, like realism
same,
based
same.
Type.
Okay,
person.
So you're probably not crazy religious, right?
No, not at all. Yeah. I don't believe in anything.
What's do you think Tom is atheist?
I mean, I guess yeah.
Not agnostic.
Yeah, probably not.
That may change if you get older.
If sure.
If I get,
if
may.
You get older.
Yeah, no, I don't really
get them, boys.
Oh,
I don't
do
really
people
believe in
run in steal James off the set.
Do you like scientific theories? If you're a science person?
Yeah. Oh my God, I've been talking to a team about this for the longest time. I want to do a YouTube video where I literally just go through my watch history on YouTube because it was like you'd think it'd be like, oh, purple cut crease.
Yeah.
It's like fucking like how atomic bombs are made, or like why Japan is $57 billion in debt and how they're going to fix it, or like the new Taiwanese monorail that they're building.
That's crazy. By the way, we're all in the same basket.
It's all like, have you ever seen the channel like Kurzagas or whatever?
Oh, incredible.
The best channel on YouTube.
What do they do?
Just information, man.
It's just like information, science, conspiracy theory. It's so...
Wait, what did I show you last night?
It's like K-U-R-Z-E...
Wait, your script?
Got it right.
No, that was today. Was it today?
What?
The videos I was watching? I was watching coding videos on like recursive Python code.
I watched all the time. I used to watch Tetris World Champion videos.
Kurzagat in a nutshell?
Yes. Oh, those are the best videos on YouTube.
Looks like little cartoons.
You play Tetris?
Never played it. Just loved watching.
You know, I'm very, very good at Tetris.
I love that for you.
Very good at Tetris.
Great.
You can watch me play Tetris.
Sure, I'll watch you
play Tetris.
I would care. So I was like a stupid joke there. No, but like literally, my watch history is like all science stuff, all like facts, weird information. Like, there's a few makeup videos here and there, and it's a lot of Minecraft too.
No fucking way.
Really? Yeah. Who's your favorite game person to watch?
I watch a lot of them. I like Mumbo Jumbo, Grian. I like Zoom Avoid a lot. They're all in the Hermitcraft server on Minecraft.
Oh my god!
But you don't play.
Nope. I mean, I play every once in a while. I did like Minecraft Mondays, like when Keemstar was doing it for a while with everybody, and that was really fucking fun. I did it mostly for the Hunger Games mini game on Minecraft.
I was gonna say you are gonna be able to do so many things because of how vast your interests are.
Like, yeah,
I see you doing like a talk show or something, or even a podcast. Lewis
begs me to do a podcast every single day.
You can talk every day. Like you're a great speaker. That seems like a natural thing to get into.
Yeah.
Especially you got that studio in your basement now.
I'm so annoyed you just said that.
You have to.
Either that or would you ever consider boxing? Now, and the reason I asked you is if there was a big enough check on the table for a boxing match between James Charles and another YouTuber, yes or no, and who is that other YouTuber?
I'm not going to say who the other YouTuber would be.
Dude,
but
I can't get anything today. Shit.
I'm doing my best to stay out of drama. Thank you very much.
You're doing a great job.
Probably would not. Okay. I think boxing, like, I enjoyed watching the whole situation. But, like, I think, like, why would the fuck would you ever want to sign up to punch somebody or get punched? Like, that's so stupid.
You gotta protect the assets.
Yeah.
Like, if I got a black eye, game over. Or, like, broke a nail. Hello, these are so expensive. No thanks.
how expensive are the nails?
Like, $500 every time.
Really?
Well, it's a house call, and it's always like...
Is that how you've been getting it done during COVID? They come to the house?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... that. I know a lot of girls out there have been complaining about their chipped up, shitty ass nails right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So no boxing.
No boxing. I'm not, I mean, I like sports have never really been my forte.
Are you athletic at all? Surely you could throw a frisbee into it.
I mean, sure I can throw a frisbee, but
disc golf?
What?
Disc golf?
You throw a frisbee into it, like a ring.
Disc golf? Or,
yeah.
It's golf with a frisbee. So you throw the frisbee into some sort of target that catches the frisbee.
It's not as well known of a sport as we thought.
Disc golf?
Yeah, not everybody knows.
Frisbee golf?
Played frisbee golf in PE.
There we go. Yes. They called it disc golf.
Sure.
Yeah.
Nope, never played it.
Regular
I liked volleyball a lot.
Volleyball
was my favorite one in PE. I was really good at it. Then I got nails, and I can't do it anymore.
We're putting a volleyball court up at our ranch, which you have to come.
I'm coming to this for sure.
That is going to be incredible.
Yeah,
absolutely phenomenal.
I really like adventure type stuff. Like I'm always down for like something crazy fun.
So you'd go off a jump in the razor with me.
Honestly, probably.
That will be the best clip.
Yeah, it's
on
fine.
The internet.
Maybe. I'll have to watch a few times, but I probably would, to be honest. I just don't like putting myself in situations.
I don't have to go crazy. It's all like I don't have to floor it. We can do it 100% safe.
Oh, then sure.
It's fun. It's fun.
No, I love doing stuff like that.
Shooting shotguns and stuff.
Don't know how I feel about guns, but definitely down for a bow and arrow moment.
Oh, there you go. That's Danny.
Danny's for
it. Well,
really?
Yeah. She shoots it off horses.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my god. I feel like Hunger Games was my favorite ever series growing up, like books and movies. So like I just want to be like
Katniss.
Yeah, a little Katniss on my like
That noise was
that was amazing.
Incredible.
Thanks.
Any other Daredevil stuff? You ever jumped out of a plane?
Would never you could not pay me. You could not offer to quadruple my bank account to skydive or jump out of a plane.
Shut up.
Nope.
Yeah. Why?
I don't such an like what if your fucking parachute just doesn't deploy?
You're way too logical to <make sense. laughs>
like why? Why? I don't I also like I love roller coasters, hate the downward feeling.
You just like going up. Like, what? If you could just, if they could stop it when you get to the peak and you walk down those little maintenance stairs.
Oh, my God. Would you want to? I don't mind, like, the loops or twists or turns, like, anything else. I just hate, like, the going down feeling. Yeah. And that's, and the entirety of skydiving.
Yeah, just dropping.
Yeah, so and, no and thanks. And plummeting to the face of the earth at an alarming pace.
It's scary. He told me that, like, I did it one time with him. And he was like, it's really not that, because I've done everything else.
I'm down for adventurous things, but I'm down for would never bungee jump.
You wouldn't?
No. Well, okay, so here, okay.
Because that's kind of safe-ish.
No.
But scarier. Okay. No, we said it was scarier.
Okay, my favorite show in the entire world is Amazing Race. And Logan and I have talked about, me and Logan need to go on Amazing Race together.
We'd be sick. It'd be good.
The television drama, the events, the cutaways, the confessionals, like that. Oh, I'm just imagining the production value in my head. Like,
I swear to God, I would do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
If we were partners on The Amazing Race,
it would be very good.
We crush.
Yeah. But like, there has been certain episodes before, like, where they'll like do Cliff. Okay. So the way the show works too is like, you could never have the same person do. Like, you can't go and do a physical challenge, and then the next challenge, you also do a physical challenge.
Okay.
Like, you can't do it where, like, I do all the mental ones, and you do all the physical ones. So, like, there's an episode where, like, I've seen every single season at least twice, and there's, like, 30 or 40 of them at this
point. You really like The Amazing Race.
It's my favorite show in the entire world. There's 25 seasons. It's my favorite show in the entire world.
Is it the travel? Like, what's your favorite part of it?
I just like problem solving. It's like, it's so fun. It's like literally like a scavenger hunt around the world, which is so cool. But, like, I've literally seen episodes where, like, the physical person will do the physical challenge, and then the next one will be like a there was one where it was a physical challenge, and the next episode was a bungee jumping one. No. And the girl, like, literally, I started crying just watching this, like, poor girl that was in the couple that was like horrified of heights, was not a physical person, like, literally be forced to either jump off of a mountain or quit the show.
Would you do it?
No,
James, well, I don't know. James, if we're partners, I need you to say yes.
You have to win.
You have because. As it said, coronavirus.
No, I got tested.
Yeah, I was curious too.
Negative.
Perfect.
Because I would lose us the show unless there's like a thing you can't do.
Well, I would probably do it, but I would be crying all the way down. I'd have to have somebody push me. Like, you have to be up there and be like, right off.
Oh, another one of those great times.
Just like really shove me off the edge. Then we'd be fine. I'd be crying, but like we'd still beat it through the challenge, you know?
Didn't you audition for it once, right?
Started talking to the producers about it, and I wanted to do it with my assistant, but they weren't interested in a employee-employer relationship.
Because Jake and I auditioned once.
Really?
Yeah. We went to the 3-day audition process, slept overnight in the hotels, did the 8-hour test. Because it is extensive. It is very extensive.
Really?
They need to know everything about you. If you have any illnesses or medical ailments, food allergies, whatever, what you're afraid of, what you're not afraid of.
There's some nasty shit on that show too when it comes to eating or like,
I could get a bit queasy with the bugs. Do they eat bugs?
Don't love a bug.
Like Fear Factor type shit?
Ugh, for disgusting.
Some reason, the pop, the initial pop of the, can of you the insect.
Do the pop? Do the pop of
like
the
if
insect?
I'm eating a bug and that happens. Yeah. I've seen it. That might, I would do it again, but.
Y'all are like me with Jeopardy. It's all I ever wanted.
Mike, I take you to the cleaners on Jeopardy.
I love Jeopardy.
He tried, dude. He went on the site and took the audition to be on Jeopardy test. How'd you do, Mike?
I did horrible.
Yeah.
Really?
Because you want to know what it is? It's almost like every question is a final Jeopardy. I've never seen such difficult questions
did
in
you
my
ever,
life.
Did you?
Horrifying.
I watched an entire series about how that one guy came onto Jeopardy and then turned the entire show upside down.
Ken Jennings?
Yep, Ken Jennings.
Ken, classic. I know my Jeopardy.
See, my brain is just a Rolodex of the weirdest
knowledge. That was amazing.
Ken Jennings.
The winningest Jeopardy. I think he might have got beat out.
He did get
recently,
beat out,
right?
Yep. Yeah. But he was the highest earning Jeopardy player for the longest time, and he completely switched around how they did the game. It was something based on the probability of finding the daily doubles.
Really?
No, wasn't that James Holtzhauer that just did that?
James Holtzhauer. Okay, yeah, he was the guy that passed Ken Jennings.
Yes, correct.
He would do it from the bottom of the board up.
Yes, which nobody because
people
always
gambler.
Yeah, he's a professional gambler, and he was just brilliant.
Because he started going from the bottom up because I guess the daily doubles were more likely to be.
He answers 97% of questions correct.
James Holtzhauer, if you're watching this right now,
he's
for some reason, we'd love to have you on the show.
He's won a total of $2.4 million. The guy you named before Ken Jennings won $3.3 million.
Oh, so, okay.
Making questions. Oh. How do people know this many random facts?
Why is that? It's just, remember we talked about me being a sponge?
I just feel like
for shit.
Yeah. Same.
Some people
I feel like it just depends on whatever
sponges.
you want. Like,
so you don't just forget things?
Yeah. You just remember.
Who invented the cotton gin?
Eli Whitney.
Holy fucking shit. That was so fast. That was extremely fast. That was amazing. By the way, New Haven, Connecticut. Eli Whitney.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's the author of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
I have no idea what that book is.
Yeah, me either.
It's a classic.
He had a perfect streak. He was one for one. Why you gotta
Why you gotta throw?
Jules
Verne.
Jules Verne.
Yeah.
Is that a book you just read or something?
No, it's a big. That's
that,
a big
I had to
one.
Think of a random yeah. Jeopardy question that yeah. might be like
who the wrote the Goosebumps series?
R.L. Stein.
Nice, there nice go. Job.
There it is. Sharp.
Nice job.
Is that the last book you read, Logan?
the Goosebumps series. I cannot remember the last book I read. I hate reading.
Wasn't the fifth really? Vital. Tell you that much.
I hate
it. A whole chapter about him in it. Ain't read
I
that
used to
shit.
Love reading. I was obsessed. What was your favorite book growing up?
It had to be the Unfortunate Event series or...
yes!
It had to be. Like
Did you watch the Netflix show?
No. I watched the movie with Jim Carrey. I was a little...
The movie's awful.
Disappointed, yeah.
So the Netflix series is really good.
Okay.
Really
it's,
good.
It must be new.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Totally agrees.
The Netflix series is so
really?
Good. Like 10 out of 10 would recommend. Acting is a little bit cheesy, but like overall, it was just incredible. That was my favorite, one of my favorite series growing up as well. So it was really cool getting to see it like actually.
I don't know
turn
why.
Into something visual.
I think reading isn't so much about being able to read the words on the page as it is about being able to retain information that you read on a page. Does that make sense? Because like, yeah. Say again?
Are you talking about in terms of like studying?
Like, unless I'm annotating and highlighting, if I read a book, pretty much it's all lost in the next day, in the next 24 hours. Something about seeing words on a page does not translate in my brain as much as seeing a visual.
We've talked about
depiction.
This. You're a visual person. That's why you need PowerPoints. And that's why I told you got it. Or audiobooks.
Bro, you give me PowerPoints, yeah. You give me movies. I will memorize every single shot for shot perfectly.
I'm a very visual person as well. But like when I read books, like when I'm reading a book, I'm watching the book in my head.
Right.
Like, oh, Pepper. Like I'm watching everything that's going down. Like as I'm reading the words on the page, like okay. I'm imagining it. Is that not how your brain
so
works?
Yeah, it does. But I don't
pause.
Like
hold on before
of...
you even finish this thought because I don't care. When
why,
you,
why would you ask me?
If
that?
I tell you, to
why quit, would you ask
if,
me that? Why would you? Ask
well,
me
because
that?
I did care first when I thought of
but
a better.
But now you don't care because your thought trumps mine.
Because I thought of a thought that would be a better question than what I had already
nice,
asked.
Nice.
When you, okay, if I told you to close your eyes, and if I say think of an apple, can you visualize an apple in your head?
No problem.
Okay. Some people can't.
What?
Some people literally just like see black and like can't visualize that.
Oh, wait a second though. Close your eyes and visualize an apple.
Yeah.
Describe it to me.
It's red with a nice shine on the upper left hand side. Okay. There's
nice.
A stem.
Textbook.
Is there a leaf? Because there was a leaf on mine.
There's not a leaf on mine.
Not a leaf. No.
Because mine. Are you imagining a cartoon apple or
no.
a real apple?
I was imagining the most perfect. Apple in the
so
world.
So was I, but mine had no leaf. And there was a nice shadow at approximately
See, look, this is the... Here, open
an
your eyes.
At a 45 degree
this
angle.
Is the apple I imagined. Look at this.
Was that a Mac?
Here was the shine you were talking about.
Mine was literally the one over there.
This one.
Yeah, that apple.
What are those ones called?
The shadow, you're right.
Oh, something
with
red.
The shadow in the bottom right corner.
What are those ones called?
I don't know, but if
something red.
If
right?
you're gonna tell me that there's any apple better than the Honeycrisp apple, you're probably wrong.
I love Granny's. I love
Granny's
the green.
Granny's
yeah.
good.
I love nice the sour smell. Green, sour green apple.
It's interesting you noticed the shine and you described it. I think that is attested slightly to your artistry. Like I saw it, but I wouldn't
say like, it out loud.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it out loud.
Okay.
Interesting though. People can't see sure. apples when they close their eyes.
Some people just can't. Some visualize. People like cannot produce that imagery in their head, which is.
There's
that's
also
really
some people
strange.
Without like inner monologues.
You think it would be to us it's strange, but to them it's completely normal. Like it's just a different way of your
some
brain
people,
being wired.
Some people when they eat cilantro, it tastes like soap. You
yeah.
Know, do you know that?
Yes. Yeah. Weird.
You probably know a lot of random facts. Do you watch Cash Cab?
Used to love
oh, yeah, that's
for
such
sure.
a great
for
show.
Sure.
Every time that I used to go to New York and I was like, I would get in the cabin. Yeah.
This
like,
is the one.
This is, this like, is the one.
This is the one. This is the one.
I was always ready, but it never happened.
Yeah.
That was a good show.
It's very good.
Yeah.
We've been watching a lot of Cash Cab. I probably got like a 60-70% hit rate on the question.
That show's a lot easier than
Jeopardy.
Jeopardy's
really, really intense.
You take the Cash Cab to get to the Jeopardy set. It's kind of the
that would be
a flex.
That would be a great day.
A flex and a half.
I was always surprised at how excited people got over the amounts of money they made. It might be fucked up, but it sort of puts it in perspective for me, like how many people in the United States really value like a $200
yeah
check.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Still the same way, though. If I got in a cab expecting to pay and somebody's like, you answered the questions right, you got $150, I'd go crazy.
Oh, it'd be so
I'd be
fun.
Like, this is the best fucking day
more,
of my
it's
life.
More, it's more of the commentary. I'm like, some people will say like, oh man, I'm this guy. One guy said he's, I he, goes, pay my rent. He said, I'm broke as a joke. Yeah, I could really use $250. Sure. And LA is a fucking bubble here.
Bro, do you know what the percentage of people in the world that have $100 in their savings account is? It's like 5% of the world has $100. So I'll give you the statistic right now.
They won. The one girl won. They got the first question right, the first two questions right. They were at $100, and she said, "Wow, my bank account just doubled." And this, like, this
well,
is
that's
what
a
I
lot
mean.
Of money for some people.
So that's what I'm saying. I guess like I've just been here so long and been blessed for so long that I forget. I guess how many people are truly like living paycheck to paycheck. Josie asked the question, if that's true, how are they paying for a cab?
Well, cabs are not $100 usually.
Yeah, but if your bank account doubled at $100, you have $50 in your bank account. That means you're going
to
pay for a $20.
Maybe it was a tough week, and she's using that to get back home, and it's the last day of the month before she gets her paycheck.
Bro,
and then,
we need to fucking fix this shit.
You have
we
to get to work in order to actually make money in the first place.
That's true.
There's a sign in Cleveland as you're driving downtown that says national debt per person. And it's like $86,000 per person, just based on
how can we fix this? How can we fix the fiscal deficit? James, you got a plan, Shirley?
Kanye,
haven't fully imagined that one yet. Okay, haven't. Okay, no I'll problem. Keep you posted on my solution.
Hopefully Kanye fixes that when he's elected president of the United States of America.
I got a paparazzi last week, and he's like, "What do you think about Kanye being president?" And I was like, I have no comment.
But you gave him that look.
And he's like, you haven't seen the tweet. And I was like, oh no, I saw the tweet. Definitely saw it.
No, we addressed it on this show. That's shit.
We addressed a lot of stuff yesterday. Yesterday was a crazy episode.
Sounds like a riveting episode.
It was. We talked about Tom Hanks a lot. You like Tom Hanks?
I'm familiar. Sure.
Even though he's stuffing kids in cabinets?
Is he? Oh, the whole Wayfair thing. Oh my God. That was crazy.
Yeah.
That is insane. That's a conspiracy theory and a half.
We went over the whole thing yesterday.
Someone tell us to buy the cabinet, see if there's kids inside.
Somebody was talking to me about it too, because I went on. I was like, oh my God, let me buy this and see what happens.
It's $18,000 cabinet.
Well, yeah, but $18,000 to return a missing person potentially? Hello?
Oh. By the way, I dug into this a little bit. Supposedly, they're saying that the kid actually doesn't come with the cabinet. So you get the cabinet and that like pays for the kid to get like shipped or something. I don't fucking know, dude. Well, I thought I was going to like open the top drawer and some kid was going to be like, ah, my fucking head. Okay. Like, put me back.
Regardless though, you couldn't check out because there was, I guess, like a specific coupon code that you needed to input to even be able to check out with each of the person named cabinets.
I was hearing all this stuff.
This
and
is all
I'm like,
a legend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
This is all a legend, by the way.
That puts a twist on
it. But it's not true.
No, because what if there's a ring of these fucking sick pedophile cabinet people?
No, regardless. First of all, there is. I just don't believe that Wayfair are the people that.
You know what I want to do?
Yeah.
You know the show To Catch a Predator.
Yeah.
Can I be Chris Hansen?
I'm sure you could do a better job.
He got in trouble for something.
He's been in all kinds of weird
shit. He's not good at what he does.
No, but I'd press these people a little bit harder than Chris.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's got to be a good feel. I'd be like, I'd look at him and go, you sick fuck. What were you thinking?
Sure.
Yeah. Why did they stop To Catch a Predator?
This is all alleged, by the way. May I add?
Yeah, it was.
Just to protect Mr. Logan and his podcast. Mm.
We're putting this imbecile on his podcast.
Do you know why the show was canceled?
Yeah, something had. It was his wife. Was it with his wife?
One of the.
Probably best we don't get into it. Next question.
You look it up. That wow.
I will.
It's dark. It's dark, but it's a dark show.
We're done.
We're fucking done. James, thanks for coming on, man.
Oh, we're done?
Yeah.
Great.
We're gonna wrap it up. This was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was.
I really appreciate you. You guys can follow him on Instagram at James Charles.
You already do. Let's be honest.
Instagram, TikTok, YouTube,
everywhere.
Facebook, phone number 310-958.
No, please. He really said it. We bleeped it out, but he said it.
Why?
I'm not gonna. Oh, go because.
Oh, that's my fan.
You're
number.
On community.
Yeah.
You.
Oh, you want to say it again then?
Yeah, 310-958-746. Mama.
Nice. That was the fastest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, thank you guys for listening to this episode of Impulsive.
Thank you for having
me. Podcast in the world, James. We love you.
Congratulations on 200. That's actually really cool.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks everybody for watching, yo. Jesus. Thank you, honestly.
I'm right around the corner. Oh,
yeah.
All
right. Right around the corner for any future episodes.
Here we go.
I'll be a permanent member.
Yo, please. KSI is going to happen too.
Add the gay, right? Add the homosexual flair.
Dude, the dynamic's sick.
I know.
It's the dopest. That's why Amazing Race. I mean, if you watch a show, CBS. Yeah.
Yeah. If people actually want that to happen, like, please let us know. If there's actually an audience, that would be so good. That would be so good.
That'd be awesome. All right, guys. That's it. That's all we got. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.